The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Good morning, boys and girls.
You're here early.
Yeah. Well,
what day is it?
Monday.
Are you ready to go?
Today is Monday.
I will see you Monday.
Monday.
Let's begin today's Monday show.
We're on every morning.
I'm no morning person.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
Okay, not a morning person.
This is where we do our morning show.
In the darkest depths of the forbidden zone.
Shows can be successful simultaneously.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Yay! Good morning. We're live, Dex and Steve-O. It's Monday. We're here, 6:10 in the a.m.
Let's take a look at the weather, shall we? 81 degrees. That is your high today.
Starting to get warm out there.
I mean,
time to start wearing shorts to work. Nope, we're not allowed.
Nope, we sure are not.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's good to be here. Kicking it off. Another week, trying to prepare myself.
Yeah?
Mentally, physically, spiritually, you know, all the above.
Yeah.
It's going to be a huge week. Not really sure what's happening, but it's going to be a big week. I had a crazy weekend in Santa Fe.
What were you doing in Santa Fe?
Basketball tournament.
Oh, okay. Cinco de Mayo tournament.
Yeah. took the tournament.
Nice.
We crushed all you Santa Fe teams out there.
Okay.
That's right. We did.
What's this wee stuff? You're just a dad.
Nah, I'm part of the team. We all are. When my son wins, I win.
I hear you. I always say we as well.
I'm sure you had baseball this weekend.
Yes, we did. All weekend.
Did you guys win?
We made it to the semifinals.
Oh,
so
that's not winning, is it?
No.
Did you guys get a trophy for that?
No.
Yeah, see.
We were playing a real sport, though.
We were just playing
little kid where they just like kind of lob it towards something. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But, what was really cool, though, is so there are two hooligans teams, our club team that we have. It was one team, but it just got too big. The program was so successful that they had to split into two teams. So there's two now, and they kind of cut the team in half, and then we grew around it. So the other team, you know, a couple seasons ago, those were all Luke's teammates. And so in the semifinals, we played the other hooligans team for the first time ever, which was really cool.
That's cool.
It was a really good game. And they won, the other hooligans team won 10-6. It was so good.
Nice.
It was fun. Boys had a blast.
Good.
So, yeah.
That's all that matters, right?
Oh, yeah.
As long as the kids have fun.
Yeah. I mean, winning is still pretty cool. But
yeah, this is the second tournament in a row that the kids have won.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's almost not fair that they're playing seven-year-olds, but that's still cool that they're winning.
That's not true. Sometimes, though, I wonder, because sometimes we'll find out that they'll move the fourth graders up to play with the fifth graders in some of the tournaments.
That's not right.
Ugh, it drives me crazy when they do that.
See, in league, like in tournament play for baseball, it's your age, period, the end.
Really?
So you only play 11-year-olds.
Yeah, and in basketball, I don't think it matters. Because they want the kids to
become.
Yeah, well, they want them to, if they feel like if the kids, the fourth graders are playing against fifth graders, it's going to teach them to be better players.
That's stupid.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, I hear that, but.
But it's not fun for us.
No.
Because we crush them.
Because in league play, so like the Bears, the Cueva team, they play, they're 11-year-olds, but they play in the 12-year-old bracket because they're really, really good. But for tournament play, they have to play back. So they were playing, and they won. They beat the hooligans to win the championship.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where, because all of his parents are kind of looking around going, we're looking at our kids, then we're looking at the other team.
They're like half a foot taller.
Yeah, and we're going, either the water in Española is not, you know, great for these kids, or they're fourth graders because they are so small compared to our kids. But anyways, doesn't matter. We won.
That's good.
I mean, not that we play fourth graders or anything, but, just saying. So that was my weekend.
Nice.
Have you ever had this situation where You're at the grocery store. You are loading up your groceries in your car.
We have Jeeves take care of that. Oh, okay, we don't get to groceries.
Okay. And you have those people that are walking around the parking lot trying to sell things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be a scam. Other times.
Sometimes.
You see, that's the thing. This person that approached me over the weekend, I don't think it was a scam, but this lovely young lady approaches me,
yeah,
and she's selling bracelets that she made.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So she's telling me about these bracelets, and she didn't really have a story, but she's like, I'm just trying to make a little extra money.
Yeah.
And, but she was around my age, probably.
Yeah.
And, she had that really kind of sad look on her face, yeah, because you could tell nobody was buying her bracelets.
Did you buy a bracelet?
I bought a bracelet for my daughter. I did. But I left when I left the parking lot.
Yeah.
I had a moment where I missed an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Because me and being all just weird with people.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, you know what? Here's money. Just kind of go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I started driving away and I felt just this conviction, like, man, come
did
on.
You turn around?
Well, no, I didn't turn around.
Oh, gosh.
But it was almost, man, you had an opportunity to either brighten this lady's day.
Well, I mean, you bought a bracelet.
I bought a bracelet, but
did it brighten her mood?
Maybe. I don't know. But she had this look of just defeat on her face.
Was it real though, or was she trying to sell you a bracelet because it worked?
I don't know. You mean
I know that sounds terrible, but seriously, sometimes it's just like, hey,
yeah,
my car's broken down in the other parking lot, and I'm just trying to get back to my family.
Right.
But I made all of these bracelets in the parking lot. What?
See, that doesn't make sense. This is a different situation because she's just selling bracelets.
Right.
You know, and she didn't talk about her situation. A lot of those scammers will sit there and talk about, they'll tell you a story.
Right.
Here, oh my gosh, I don't want to hear your story. You know, here's some money. You know, if I do believe you, just here, or I'll pump some gas in your car.
Yeah.
Whatever. But this situation, you could tell, you know, people don't want, they're not going to buy a bracelet. Most people are not going to buy a bracelet.
What kind of bracelet was it?
They were just these stupid little bracelets that she
made. What do you mean stupid? You bought one for your daughter. It was amazing. But what kind? Like, were they, was it fabric? Was it metal?
It was string, and it was a couple wooden beads. That's it. I mean, they were ugly, ugly bracelets.
And that's, I hope she's not listening, because you're like, I missed an opportunity to minister to her with her ugly bracelets.
I missed out on that opportunity, because you know that people had just been denying her all day.
You just said they were ugly bracelets.
Yeah. Nobody was going to buy those bracelets.
So what, you should buy something based on guilt?
No, I had an opportunity. Let's just throw that out. I mean, who cares if I bought some or I didn't? I missed out on an opportunity.
Okay.
You ever have those situations where you leave and you go, gosh,
I should have said something.
Oh,
I from time to time.
But you usually don't miss out on those opportunities. Well, you sit there and preach to them, don't you?
No.
You sit there and just love on them.
No, dude.
You're a talker.
I am a talker, but
you want to know their story.
Yeah. I mean, if they were in a parking lot and I had a captive, I'd be curious to know. I think my curiosity would have overwhelmed.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with like, oh, well, I wanted to share the love of... No, dude, I curiosity sometimes just takes over.
And it had nothing...
Like, so why are you selling bracelets?
It wasn't a situation where I was like, man, I had an opportunity to share Christ. And
right.
Which I, you know, that definitely we should be looking for those opportunities. But it was more of, man, I could have taken the opportunity to love on this girl and encourage her.
Yeah.
Why did you smile when I said that?
No, I'm being. I agree with you.
You know, give her a 15 second long hug. You know what? What? No, that would have been weird. Come here. Let me just hold you for a second.
Hey, when was the last time you had a 15 second hug?
You look miserable.
Last time you had a 15 second hug.
No one's buying your bracelets.
In the parking lot of Smith's.
Yeah, they were $4, man, for these ugly bracelets. But she was trying. You got to give her.
The story had such promise for like any.
Well, let's face the fact. I mean, you
I'm not
are like
helping
a
you
missile
at all. I'm sorry.
That just
What?
It just blows it up.
That's not true, though. In parking lots, if somebody approaches me, chances are I'm like on guard.
Right.
So I don't necessarily know that I would
this
have
was a different
taken
situation.
The opportunity to be like, hey, sweetheart.
Listen, this stuff happens to me all the time. Yeah, the scams happen to me all the time in parking lots. This wasn't a scam.
Yeah.
Because if it was a scam, she would have had a story. She was selling bracelets. And you know that she made the bracelets. It's not like she stole these things or stole like items from people because they were terrible.
Well, I mean, maybe she did from a child.
Well, I guess that's a possibility, but I don't think that's the case.
Oh, my gosh.
She just wants to, you know, eat today. So I'm going to make a few bracelets and walk around some parking lots. And you could tell
at least she was trying.
Well, she was from another country. You could tell, you know, she was probably from Africa.
The story keeps, oh my gosh, it just keeps getting worse. Like,
well, I don't want to racially profile anybody.
You just did.
Well, I mean,
stop being so racist.
Okay. Guys, we got a big show today.
Oh, man.
Big show. My whole point is, today, look for those opportunities. Don't let those opportunities pass you by. Academy, Wyoming, Walmart parking lot. Today, if you're over there and you see a young lady selling bracelets, you buy a bracelet.
No, not if it's ugly. What am I going to do with an ugly bracelet?
Who cares? Buy the bracelet.
A Star member just chimed in and said, Dex, you just asked Steve-O if he has ever not said something he wants to. Steve-O not say something? But
I know, right?
But in those situations, I don't know that it would be a I want to. I would have to be in the situation because it greatly depends on what's going on.
Well, like, if you knew it wasn't a scam, you'd probably sit there and probably want to know or you'd...
Yeah.
Most of us out there would hopefully take some time to just... encourage her.
Maybe.
You know, and I was too busy. I was trying to load up the car because I was trying to get back because I had to take Landon to Santa Fe and I was just rushing and I'm like, hey, here, just I'll take one. Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye. Yeah. And then I started driving away and it was, man, I should have taken some time to just encourage her. You know?
You bought her a bracelet.
Yeah. I don't know if that did much though.
What? You bought that's what hurt. She was out there trying to sell bracelets. And you purchased one of the things she was trying to get rid of.
She's not going to sell any other bracelets, man. She made $4 that day. That's it.
That's great.
Yeah.
So then you really did encourage her. So she's like, I'm in the right business.
Oh, gosh. Do you think that's... In those situations, it's important to... I'm trying to think. You know, maybe ask her... Well, you know, maybe I can help you find a job or something. Do you take on that responsibility? Do you help them out a little more? I don't know.
No. Do you? What?
Well, I don't know. If you have the capability of, because for us, we have Facebook and I could post something super easy and be like, hey, there's this girl I just met. She needs a job.
Yeah.
You know, here's her info, whatever, hit me up.
She makes really mediocre bracelets. Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe someone could teach her out there. You know, maybe
That sounds like a Project Zoe type thing.
Yeah.
Like if it's that dire.
Right.
But it didn't sound like it was that dire. It just sounded like she wanted to sell some bracelets on the weekend. When I was a kid, I would sell coloring books that I would make.
Oh, my gosh.
That's true.
You kidding?
I wasn't hard up.
You'd go to parking lots and sell the coloring books?
I would make coloring books. I'm not even joking. I would draw all these different cartoon characters and then create like a little coloring book, and I would take them with me and just sell them for like $1.
Wow.
Then people would buy them because I'm a kid. There were like peanuts in there, like Snoopy and Charlie Brown. There were like the McNuggets. Remember when the McNuggets had a soul? They were like characters.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was like, ooh, basketball McNugget. Color this.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said you need to go back to that Walmart today if you feel
all
bad.
Right, I'm going.
Feel back. Like you missed out on an opportunity.
I'm going to go find her. Just, guys, you know. If maybe you can locate her for me.
Okay. Just do a Facebook search for ugly bracelet girl.
Yeah, you know who she is. Guys, we have a big show today. Oh, man. We'll talk about, we got an email. I titled it, "Do you get your pregnant wife a push present?"
Wait, what?
The email we got is titled, "Do you get your pregnant wife a push present?"
Oh, I can't wait to talk about this. Okay.
Let's see. Picking your nose is in the news this morning. Coffee bagels. A reporter choked on a bug.
Marvel's already back in the news again because this weekend was Free Comic Book Day, and they did something else tremendous with Captain America already.
Oh.
Yeah. We got some nerd talk, man.
And Steve-O and I, we saw Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh, man. Try and keep it spoiler-free. We'll do a review, and I got some stuff to talk about, especially with that film, because there was some pretty monumental things that happened. Oh, man.
I can't wait to hear. 505-585-LIVE. You guys can text us. It's called the Live Line. 585-5483. Our phone line's always open at 338-3700. You can stream us right now at star88.fm. We got the webcam. You can watch us here in the studio. It's like watching April the giraffe give birth. It really is. When we come back, we have traffic. We have headlines. It's Monday, May 8th. Hi, Mom. Good morning. It's Mother's Day this weekend. We'll be right back.
At Churchill Downs, Always Dreaming won the 143rd Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby!
Bobsledder Stephen Holcomb was found dead.
At the Louvre in Paris, reaction to projections that Emmanuel Macron will be the next president of France.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 rocketed to an estimated $145 million debut in North America.
Stephen Hawking had said we have 1,000 years before we have to colonize another planet. Now he says it's more like 100 years.
A funeral's been held in Kathmandu for an 85-year-old man who died trying to scale Mount Everest.
A wildfire in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp is prompting evacuations.
China is celebrating the successful maiden flight of its first domestically made jumbo passenger jet.
A preliminary court hearing set for later this month in Pennsylvania on charges related to the alcohol-fueled hazing death at Penn State.
Schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram 3 years ago have been released in northern Nigeria.
The X-37B returned to Earth. It touched down at Kennedy Space Center shuttle landing facility Sunday.
Good morning.
Yo.
636.
High today of 80 degrees.
Talk to me.
I don't know. Are you okay?
What happened?
Are we okay? Traffic's looking good, man. Of course, it is 636 in the morning, so there's no accidents to report at this time. However, some construction hitting you up today. Ladera Drive between Atrisco and 72nd Street. It is reduced to one lane over there, as well as Montaño. If you travel that area, northwest right at Culture, there's some construction going on there. Also, Louisiana Boulevard at Paseo del Norte. If you're traveling northbound on Louisiana, the right lane is closed. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Chris Tomlin presents Worship Night in America.
America!
May 13th, 7 p.m. Big Daddy Weave, Phil Wickham, Zach Williams. Going to be a great lineup. Tickets, all the information online at star88.fm/events. Good morning, Starmie. Welcome to the show. Dex and Steve-O. 505-585-LIVE if you want to text in. What do you think of this idea? No texting Tuesdays.
What? Like the whole day we don't text?
Yeah, we just do phone calls.
Oh, you mean on the live line?
Yeah, no texting Tuesdays.
But
because I was thinking just how, over the weekend, I was thinking how annoying it is at times. I mean, I love the live line, don't get me wrong.
I love
because
the
communication's
live line.
Great. But the fact that nobody calls us anymore, except for the same two or three people, is kind of annoying. Well, it's just, it, it bums me out a little bit.
Why are you so needy, yo?
No texting Tuesdays.
No, we're not.
And we
doing
just that. Open up the phone lines and we'll get it back on track. Just let it marinate and just think about it.
But what I'm just thinking about all the people who don't like to talk.
Well, we shut down the live line. We can't even look at it on Tuesdays.
I was just thinking, like, how many people don't feel comfortable calling in because they're too nervous?
Oh my gosh, get over it,
but
people.
But they can text us.
Get over it.
And their voice is still heard. You're trying to silence the voices.
Just on Tuesdays.
Of the people.
Okay, well, maybe we start out 1 hour on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And you can't look at the live line.
Will you do it like Bill O'Reilly? This is a no text zone.
Why do you have to bring him up?
And then you just start, we'll do it live! And then you just get angry and then freak out. And then inevitably we lose our jobs.
We'll do it live!
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's happening soon anyways.
Think about it. Just think about it. You know, it's just a thought I had over the weekend, you know.
Okay.
Could even be no texting Thursdays.
My buddy Brandon out in Brooklyn says, if I think this is a terrible idea, who do I text to tell?
No.
All right. You know what? Just forget I even threw it out there, guys. Okay? Just forget about it.
Brandon, you just did.
Just trying to get the phone lines going again because, I don't know.
Somebody
something
else
about talking to somebody on the phone.
Texted in and said, terrible idea, text.
Okay. It was a terrible idea.
Just on the text line, though.
You know, I would imagine that most people would like to hear another person on the phone rather than us. Oh. Oh, my gosh. Breaking a rule. Turn it down. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Thebes.
Thebes!
This means that I'm going to call in, like, every 5 minutes.
That's true. See? Oh. See?
With very little dialogue.
This is what I'm saying. I don't think he understands the importance of text.
A one-liner and then be done.
Sometimes it's not even lines. Like it's just like names or something.
I didn't think of it that way either.
Yeah.
Because the rule is when you answer the phone is that usually it's one call a morning. But that's only if the phone lines are blowing up because lots of people are trying to call in.
Exactly. You can do that. It's telling you, your phones are going to be busy.
Yep.
At least with me.
See?
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
Thebes.
Thanks, Thebes. You're right.
Okay. So that's my two line quota for today. So.
Perfect.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Next.
Somebody else said, but Steve-O makes me sound so much cooler when he reads my text. If I call, I'd sound so stupid.
Yeah. That's another thing I thought about. I know you guys love it when we read your text messages.
Yeah.
It's fun. Oh my gosh, you just read it over the air. That's so cool. But there's something about you calling in and just having a conversation with us. Just think about it, guys. Just think about it. That's all I'm asking.
Somebody said, is your station the only one who does texting?
Probably. Probably is.
I don't know many stations that actually have like a text line.
Yeah, I think they do, but I don't think they utilize it like we do.
Right.
I think we went overboard.
We care about the peoples.
Well, I think we kind of.
Nah, man. The Starmy is what makes this station great.
Oh, I get it. I know.
Somebody said, I think it's a great idea. I mean, I probably won't call in since I don't have anything clever to say, but I'm sure someone much cooler than me would.
So that's got to be the number one reason why people don't call in is because they don't want to sound stupid.
I mean, somebody said Dex is trying to reach dump level maximum.
That's not true.
Another member of the Starmie, fine member of the Starmie, said, Dex, there's bad ideas, then there's terrible ideas, and then there's this.
Okay.
And somebody else very graciously and lovingly said, quit being a snowflake!
Yeah, but here's the thing. You know people are going to react. The texters are going to react this way because they're the ones who always text and never call.
Whoa, did you just lump them into a group?
Yeah, they're texters.
Are you segregating people?
I am.
Into specific groups?
I sure did. Of course you're going to be upset.
What group am I in? Because I'm the reader of the texts. The texters are my people. I'm the leader of the texts.
What would you do if you couldn't read the text?
Exactly. It's like 80% of my job you're taking away. I don't have things to say. My brain is mush right now.
Oh.
There's a lot of stress in my life, Dex.
Maybe you'd be more focused on the show.
I don't want to focus on the show. I just want to leave. Start over.
It's not true, guys. He's making all of this up.
Somebody said, Dex, I'm not good at conversations. I'm awkward talking to people in general.
Ugh.
Somebody else said, I don't want to talk to you, Dex. I just want to shoot you a quick text.
I feel you.
It's 2017, man.
I feel you, guys. I'm the same way in real life. In real life, outside of the show, I'm the same way.
Okay.
I don't want to talk to anybody. If you call me, I'm not going to pick up. You shoot me a text? Sure, I'll shoot you one back.
Another person who shall remain anonymous, Brandon, said, the reason I don't call in is because I'm not supposed to be listening at work, so texting in as much as I can get away with. Yeah.
And I'm
not alone in that.
Guys.
Maybe there's people who can't call in because
I'm talking about 1 hour.
They're at a job.
A week.
Where it's strenuous. Or maybe they're at a crime scene, you know?
I'm talking about 1 hour.
Or maybe they're on the run. Maybe they're in witness protection. Maybe they just cannot pick up the phone. Or if they do, they're like, hey, man, I can't talk long. I'm streaming you from the trunk.
That's not true.
I've been taken, but I couldn't miss the morning invasion, so I'm listening on the app. It's like, well, maybe call the authorities. I don't know. Yeah, thanks, Rudy.
All right.
The live line's blowing up, by the way.
I know. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I'm sorry, live line.
Somebody wants me to dump you. Blended man strikes again.
I'm talking about 1 hour a week, guys, where we just close it down and we open up the phone lines. We get back to the way it used to be.
Somebody said, calling in is great when you can have that interaction, but you can also interact by texting when you're at work and not able to talk on the phone.
I'm done. Forget I said anything.
Somebody said you just missed saying hang up on yourself. Let's be honest.
Well, easy, easy, girl. Easy, easy, easy.
Coming up, we'll do a review of Guardians of the Galaxy because somebody had a real question for us about Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, we both saw it this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
They wanted to know about the sexual content.
Oh.
Okay. They said Plugged In Movie Review is pretty vague about it.
All right.
10 signs that you're really an adult. Ha ha ha! Ha!
Let's find out if we're adults, guys.
People are in no hurry these days to become adults, let's be honest. Even though they're legally an adult. And there's some perks, like purchasing things that you couldn't purchase when you were a child. Having your own internet provider. Staying up as late as you want. Eating chocolate cake for breakfast.
So, whatever. It's cool.
But how do you know you're actually an adult? Well, according to a new survey, we found the top 10 signs as told by you.
Okay.
Number 10.
Excited to find out if I'm an adult.
Do you get an annual checkup with your doctor?
Yeah, I have to.
You do?
Once a year, I have to.
Weird. Are you serious?
Well, I'm on medication.
Ew.
So I have to.
I guess you're an adult.
Yeah. All right, good.
Check one for you. Strike one for me. I don't go to the doctor every year. Number 9. When was the last time you took your parents out to dinner and you paid the bill?
Oh, man. Thing is, my parents live up in Montana, so
yeah.
Usually they always pay the bill.
Exactly. Same with my mom, because she's like out of town, so when she comes in to visit.
Honestly,
I don't remember the last time
I ever have.
You know me either.
I'm a terrible son.
Okay, strike two.
All right, down for that one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not putting this down for this.
Okay. Number 8. Top 10 signs you're an adult. You contribute to an IRA or a retirement plan.
Woo!
No.
One for me!
I don't.
Booyah!
I don't.
Does gambling count as a retirement plan? You might want to remove me then. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Yeah, but some people would say having a retirement plan like that is a form of gambling. Because
sure.
You're throwing... I have an
stock
aggressive
market,
portfolio.
Man.
I'm serious. I have an aggressive portfolio because it's like, I need to make that money.
Yeah.
And it's a gamble because you're like, well, could be good, could be bad.
Uh-huh.
Number 7. Top 10 signs you're actually an adult. You do your own taxes.
Does it count if my wife does the taxes?
No, dumb.
Or
you,
if
do you
I go
do
to,
your own
let's
taxes?
Say, like an H&R Block.
No, do you do your own taxes?
No.
Yes! Take one for me.
What?
I do my own taxes. Are you kidding me? Why would I pay somebody else when
yeah,
I can do it just
fine? Yeah, but do you go online to like the, what do you call it? Like
TurboTax or something? Yeah, why not? I used to actually do it old. I still keep a ledger. Like, right. I used to do it old school.
I'll give you that. My wife does the TurboTax.
Number six on the top 10 signs you're really an adult.
This is not looking good for me, guys.
Do you cook for yourself more than twice a week?
Oh, yes, I do.
I do as well.
I really do. Wait, 39%. How many times a week did you say?
More than twice. More than twice a week.
Ooh. You know what? I'm going to give you. You know what? Yes.
All right. 39% of people said that's a sign you're an adult. All right, number five. These are the top five signs that you're really an adult, according to, well, all of us, with a new survey. You don't get regular financial assistance from your parents or relatives. Yes. 54%.
Yeah, I can.
Yes, I can.
My parents pay for my phone.
Oh, my gosh. Please put me down for adult. Thank you.
Love you, Mom and Dad. Thank you.
Gosh. Are you kidding?
Love you. Yeah, people always ask, why do you have a 406 area code?
You don't want to say you're a grown adult. You don't want to say my mommy pays
for
my phone.
I'm still on my mom's plan.
Ugh, it's the worst. It's so embarrassing.
It's only $30 more for her to have me on her plan. I love you, Mommy.
Thank you, Mom.
Gosh, dude. Number four, you better hurry up, man, because I'm running away with this. Do you do your own laundry, Dex?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Do you?
Of course, dude.
Are you sure?
I mean,
Chrissy seems like the one that does that.
I've laundered. I've been known to launder.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
55% said that's a sign that you're actually an adult. Number three. I feel like this one's pretty important if you think you're an adult. 59% of people said move out of your parents' house. That's a pretty big one.
What if my mother-in-law lives with me? Is that considered...
Just paying the bills, man.
Well, she helps with utilities, but it is my house, and she's living there. It's not like I'm living at her house.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
you're
am I okay?
Helping her.
See, I'm helping her.
I would think so.
She's single, you know. Leslie doesn't want her to be alone. She's getting up there in age.
All right. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Number two. You have a full-time job.
Oh, yep, that's an easy one.
63% say it is a requirement for being adult. And the number one sign that you're really an adult, according to the survey, you pay your own bills. Yes. I feel like you just talked about your mom paying your cell phone bill.
I pay the internet. No, I pay the internet bill.
Your mother-in-law paying some of the utilities.
And Leslie pays everything else. So I pay my own bills.
I do.
81% of people said you have to do this before you're considered an adult. Are those really the top 10 signs that you're actually an adult?
Yeah, I would say so. I think that's a pretty good list.
Yeah.
Because those are all things that are pretty basic.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I would say the number one thing is moving out of your parents' home.
That's a pretty big one.
And here's the thing.
That's crazy. That was like number three.
If you are living with your parents right now because of a situation and you have a plan, all right, I'm gonna live here for 6 months, maybe a year tops, and then I think that's completely fine.
No,
depending
totally
on your
cool.
situation.
Unless it's year four of your 1 year plan.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There comes a time where you just have to, mom and dad, you got to kick them out of the house.
Yeah. Somebody said, listen, Steve, I love you, but getting your own phone plan is like twice as much as a family plan. So.
That's true.
Coming from area code 309.
Oh. I think we did pretty good on this list. We did. We did pretty good.
Yeah. Dude, 36% of 18 to 34-year-olds in New Mexico still live with their parents.
Guys.
What?
I actually talked to dad this weekend in Santa Fe about this very thing. We were talking. I know his son very well.
Uh-huh.
And I was asking, do you have any other kids? Yeah, I have a daughter and a son. Like, he said it in a weird way. And I'm like, well, what's up with what? And he goes, yeah, he still lives with us. Oh, he's 35.
What? Oh my gosh,
35? Yeah, yep. Paid for college and everything. Hasn't used his business degree at all.
Oh,
Bush!
35. And then he looks over at his wife with this glare.
Yeah.
And pretty much blamed it all on her. Oh, it is not her fault. It is your fault, sir.
35.
35. Can you imagine?
No.
No, actually, if I could move home, I would.
Why would you say that?
I miss my mama's cooking. I do.
Somebody else said a sign that you're an adult. Foregoing a want or a need so your kids can have something. Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty big one.
That is a good one.
That's a really good one.
Man, we should open up this. You know what? Let's open this up later on in the show.
Okay. Like
other signs that you are an adult.
See, on the flip side, somebody else chimed in on the live line and said, I'll be 22 in a couple days. I still don't feel like an adult, even though I have my own place, I pay my own bills, and I do my own taxes.
Huh.
I hear that. Hmm. The word adult is, it's so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think when I was in my 20s, I felt that way. Now I'm almost 38. Look in the mirror. I see all this gray hair. I'm balding. Wrinkles.
Merriam-Webster defines adult as fully developed and mature. Grown up.
Oof. Yeah, if you talk to our wives, they would not consider us adults.
No?
No.
Probably not.
Yeah, well, let's open this back up later on in the show.
Okay.
That's a good one. I like it. Okay. Add to the list, Starmie.
Crayola finally announced the replacement for the yellow crayon they kicked out of the bucket. Remember back in March, we were talking about this. Crayola announced they were retiring one of their core 24 crayons for the first time ever.
Yes.
They cut dandelion, which, I mean.
I hated that color because on white paper, it just didn't show up very well.
Yeah, that's true. And it's one of like how many yellows? You know what I mean? Like, why not just use mustard yellow or yellow or mellow yellow? They just announced a new color they're replacing with, and it's blue.
Yay! Blue? What?
They say it's a very specific shade of blue that was only discovered in 2009 by a chemist at Oregon State University. Okay. But it's a blue crayon.
What?
Yeah, it's blue.
It's blue?
And the box of 24 already has the following blue colors. Blue, blue-green, indigo, cerulean. Does anybody really know how to pronounce that crayon? Cerulean. Cerulean. Carilion.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
And blue violet. With this addition, that means 25% of the box now is blue.
Wow. Blue is one of my favorite colors.
Well, you can help them because they want to keep people, you know, going along with the stupid new crayon thing. So now they're asking people to name the color. You can submit a name at crayola.com/newcolor. They're going to announce the top 5 name options on July 1st.
I got it. Blue.
I was going to say Blue McBlueface.
Yes.
That'd be fun.
In the air tonight, blue.
Ooh, that's good.
Blew my mind blue.
Yes! No, it's just gotta be blew my mind. Like spell
blew my mind.
Blue. B-L-U-E.
That's a good one. Where do I go?
Blew my mind.
Here it is. I'm going. I'm gonna send this one in. Blew my mind.
Dude, please submit it right now.
Okay.
And then we're gonna win.
$100 Crayola prize. That's all I get.
Hey! Blew my mind, took you 0.4 seconds. You'll get a $100 crayon gift basket. Do it.
Okay, I will. Later.
No, I'm doing it right now, and I'm going to get credit for it.
You better not. You better not.
They're going to announce the top 5 names on July 1st. You can vote, then they'll unveil the new name in September. It's basically an absurd amount of time to replace the yellow crayon with the blue one. You're losing us, Crayola. You're losing us.
You know what, Leslie? I do my own laundry, okay?
Okay.
I fold them all the time. She won't allow me to start the washing machine. Good morning, Starmie. Big show today. It is the 128th day of the year. We're looking at 6 days until Mommy's Day. We got a letter coming up. We'll talk Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll give you our review when we come back. Steve-O apparently has a story to share around 7:30.
Oh, man.
We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Time once again for things you don't want to hear from your mom on Mother's Day.
And the most important thing is to remain celibate when you're single.
Yeah, that's my mom, guys.
Which I am.
Good. Hey, Mom, that's so good. I'm so glad. So glad you clarified. I was worried.
No, you weren't.
I was not. You didn't need to clarify. Gosh.
You know, you already know, Mom.
Of course I know, Mom.
I love it.
This has been Things You Don't Want to Hear from Your Mom on Mother's Day.
So true, right? So true.
Oh, I don't like you sometimes.
Welcome to the show, everybody. It's a beautiful Monday in the 505. It is 7-Eleven.
High today of 80 degrees. Traffic. Some road construction happening. 12th Street. That's going on between Indian School and Manal. The roadway is reduced to one lane there. No accidents to report this morning. We got some construction, of course, on Central between Carlisle and Girard with all that's happening with the art project down there. So that's fun. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Brought to you by For the Good. Are you in need of screen printing, live printing, graphic design for your church or business?
Yes.
Okay, well, For the Good. They do it all. Live screen printing, man. ForTheGood.com or 505-508-5658. It's 505-508-5658. Thanks to For the Good for this traffic update.
Guys, it's time to talk about Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Yeah!
Steve and I both went out this weekend and we watched it. And if you are a friend of mine on Facebook, you probably saw what I posted. I consider Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 one of the greatest movies of all time.
That's crazy. Right.
All time, everybody.
That's a bold statement.
According to Landon, he said it's his favorite movie of all time.
Oh, I'm glad we're going with kid review because I too have a child review.
Oh.
Brody gave it a... When is this going to be over?
Oh, wow.
And Guardians is one of... No, dude. Oh. The first Guardians, one of his favorite movies ever.
What?
Homie sits through most movies.
Do you think he was having an off night?
No. I think that there was a lot more to this one than just comedy and action. I think you probably need to bring a tissue if you have a soul. Mm-hmm. I think that there was a lot more dialogue, and because of that, it got boring in parts for younger audiences.
Okay, I could probably see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Also, there's a bigger ensemble cast, so the favorites didn't get as much screen time for the little ones, so he was probably bored a little bit.
Yeah, we won't spoil anything for
you. No, not at all.
We won't. But it was one of the funniest movies I think I've ever seen in my life. I can't remember the last time I wanted to actually get up and leave the theater because I was interrupting people because I couldn't stop laughing.
There were times I would have to repeat the jokes because people kept missing them because people were still laughing over the last joke.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. It was so funny. It was entertaining. I loved the extra dialogue this time. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I would not say that it's better than the first one. I know a lot of people are like, dude,
I'm with you.
Way better.
A few people actually said that. I'm with you. I don't think it's better than the first one.
I think the first one was so magical in that it came out of left field. For those that, I mean, I have the old Guardians of the Galaxy comic books. I've been a fan for a really long time. So to me, it wasn't like out of left field. But for a general audience, a broader audience, who are the Guardians of the Galaxy? Even people who don't care about comic books know who Iron Man or Batman or Superman or Spider-Man are. But nobody knew who Guardians of the Galaxy were unless you read their comic
book. I didn't. I had no
idea. So that movie came out of left field to a point where there were people. I was at the baseball field and a friend of mine yesterday, she was saying she just saw the first one last week because she just, it was never on her radar.
Rocket Raccoon, that's stupid, guys.
So it was one of those films that, that was so out of nowhere, but it was brilliant. Mm-hmm. The cast was amazing. It's hilarious. It still progressed the Marvel Universe forward, you know, with Thanos and all the things that it had to do. And gosh, it was so original. And this one was a really great sequel because the expectations were there now, mm-hmm. you know? And so there were some missteps, I thought. We talked about this off air. We both kind of agree that there were times where it didn't have to be funny. And they were pushing the comedy the whole time.
Almost every
and
scene.
There were a few jokes that were flat.
Yeah. Yeah. My kids totally disagreed with me. We were walking out of the theaters and I said that. I made that comment. Like, I think they just kind of got cheesy at times. They didn't need to be funny.
Yeah.
And my kids all made fun of me. They were like, what? Tell me when.
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, when the dude was sucking his thumb laying down. Come on. That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
Yeah. And I'm going to say something that literally no one agrees with me on, but I actually prefer grown-up Groot.
Yeah. I saw that when you texted Teo and I last night, and I was taking a shower during that conversation, and I seriously dropped the bottle of soap on my foot.
Every time I said that, people were like, what?
Yeah.
So mad at
me. Baby Groot is so great.
Yeah, I know he's great. He's adorable. This is great.
Jaden cried through the movie.
Oh, dude, when he was getting bullied. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't get me wrong.
He was so great.
Yeah, he was cute. But he was really cute. Cool.
He wasn't just cute. He was funny.
He was cute.
He made that movie.
I think Rocket and Groot's relationship in the first film was so vitally important, right? Like, they were the combo. They were kind of the tag team. And you didn't have that. In this one, you had Drax and Mantis, which was really funny. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. But it was a different dynamic. And which, to their credit, they did a really good job because Rocket's one of those really important characters that you just kind of scoff at because it's like, oh, it's Bradley Cooper. It's the Hangover guy. Yeah. He's just a jerk. And he actually turned out to be one of the more important characters, I thought, in the film. Michael Rooker, who plays Yondu, absolutely brilliant. I thought he was the best part of the film. Mm. But obviously for me, coming from where I come from in the background, I mean, just last week I was talking about being in Texas and visiting my dad's best friend because my whole life I've never known my dad. And, he passed away when I was young. And so there's a lot in there with Star-Lord and his dad.
Right.
I was wondering about that. Really difficult for me.
Yeah. I thought about you and I thought about Buck because we have a soap opera going on with our boy Buck, and he's never met his biological dad, and he's going to meet him at his brother's wedding. What, next week? Is it this week or next week? Is it today? Did he say Monday that he was going out?
He's leaving.
Or it's this week, right? So we'll find out how that goes. But anyways, I was totally thinking about anybody that grew up without a father, that it had to have affected you in some way. Because that's the whole thing. Star-Lord, he didn't know his dad. Well, in this movie, he finds out who his dad is.
Right. Yeah. People are chiming in. Matt says, Groot was legit. He was. He was adorable. Yeah. Like, he just wanted to take him home. Whatever. But it changed the dynamic of Groot and Rocket.
Yeah, you're right. It did.
So... somebody said, I think the story was not as good as the first, but I think the second one was funnier. dude. And then they said a line that I cannot. Yeah. That I was in tears. That was a great line. Somebody said, I cried on the first one with Groot because of Groot's. And I still cry every time I see the first one because of the end. Right. Oh, gosh. I don't want to ruin it. But I cried even more on the second one because there's some pretty emotional stuff in the second
there is.
One.
338-3700 if you'd like to call in. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How was y'all's weekend?
It was great.
I mean,
did you guys get dressed up for the Derby?
No,
I didn't.
No,
I didn't
know. No, no Kentucky
Guess
Derby
what?
For me. What?
This guy did and won it. Winning horse. What? That's right.
You got the winning horse?
And I got the winning horse. Number 5 all the way, baby. I was like, what's up, girl? I got to put $20 before we leave the ticket counter.
How much did you win?
Like, only $150.
Oh, okay.
And then we hit a $1,000 jackpot. But then.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, buddy. 338-3700.
That had nothing to do with Guardians of the Galaxy.
No, it didn't. We're talking Guardians. We saw it this weekend. We both loved it.
Now, here's one thing I loved. I'm going to get nerdy for a minute and try. I don't want to spoil things. So if you haven't seen it, now's the time. How about this? I want to answer one question real quick before we get spoilery, because somebody chimed in and said that they wanted to take their kids, but Focus on the Family's review was very vague on the sexual content.
And yeah, did you look that up? What they said?
What? No, it was just very vague. Oh. So I'm thinking about it, and there's one moment where they're on like a random planet, and it's like a planet of girls, if you will. But there's no nudity. There's really nothing. Right?
Yeah, there's no.
Nope.
Was it Rondu?
Yondu.
Yondu? He's
That's what,
putting
yeah.
his pants on.
Right.
Yeah, so it, you kind of can.
It's implied.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other.
And he's not putting them on. They're already on. He's buttoning his pants. Yeah. I mean, come on. It's a big difference.
Yeah. It still was a little uncomfortable.
This isn't Watchmen. All right.
Well, I mean, my daughter's right next to me.
The blue dude's got pants on.
It's a little uncomfortable when my daughter is sitting next to me and then that happens.
Okay, well, good. All right. See that? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So if you're
everybody gets dressed, guys.
And you are, I know, everybody gets dressed, but you're not in a room at a brothel with robots is.
Okay. Yeah. Stop talking.
Anyways. So yeah, that was it.
Okay.
So, see, that stuff like that, I don't understand. Like, why put that in there? Really? I mean, it didn't do anything. It didn't put anything extra out there, right? For
no.
anybody else.
Right. It didn't add anything.
Just made me feel uncomfortable sitting next to my daughter and that right. scene popped up.
Well, not everybody went with their daughters.
That's true.
So, there were some Easter eggs we gotta talk about. So I wanna give it an opportunity in case people don't want anything spoiled. I'm not gonna get into deep spoilers as far as, the storyline's concerned, but there are a few things in there that they're setting up, for the future that we gotta talk about. Cause we had a few people wanting to know about there are five post-credit scenes.
Five?
Five!
Oh my gosh.
How ridiculous was that? And really, only a couple of them have anything to do with the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, spoilers? Okay.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Yeah, let's do it!
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away.
Right.
And people, they will say.
Hey, did you give away the end of that movie?
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Here's what I want to say about this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. When Groot, baby Groot, fell off the cliff and died.
Okay, shut up.
My whole thought process is, why don't they put that baby in a car seat? Why don't they have him
tied? They did tell him to strap in one.
Exactly. You know, because their lives are crazy, man. They're constantly flying around the galaxy.
That didn't happen.
Acting like idiots.
Shut up.
And then here's baby Groot, just, you know, he's doing whatever he wants, but nobody's paying attention. They're terrible parents. So when he died, I blame the Guardians of the Galaxy. Stop it's their it. Fault.
Speaking of dying, we actually did get a question from Practical Stan here, who said, "One thing I don't get is at the end of the first movie, Groot blew up into a million pieces. So why don't we have a million baby Groots running around?
Because they only plant.
No, they only took one stick.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they
everything
didn't
else
plant
basically like blew up and burned away.
Dumb myself." Doesn't happen very often, guys. Back to you, Steve.
Oh, so we got a really cool cameo from Sylvester Stallone. And it might have seemed like a throwaway to have such a big actor in a, quote, cameo, but here's the cool thing. James Gunn, the director, has said none of those, quote, cameos are throwaways or winks and nods because in the post-credit scene, I want to be as spoiler-free as possible for people who are tuning in, but I got to say this.
Let's ruin the endings of
movies. I hate you.
Let's ruin the endings of movies.
Let's give it away.
We'll give them away.
All right.
And people, they will say,
hey, did you give away the end of that? that movie.
Yes, we did. Here we go.
Guys, there's a Tango and Cash reunion.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what we get from this movie, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, with Sylvester Stallone. He's back as Tango.
No, that's not true at all, actually. Okay. We had one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy on our show when I was out of town. Rosenbaum was in Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's right.
And you may not notice him if you don't realize who he was.
What?
He was the crystal-headed dude. Martin
that
X?
Was him?
Yeah, that's Michael Rosenbaum.
I had no idea.
So here's the cool thing. Martin X is his name, as well as Ving Rhames. He had a cameo. He played Charlie 27. Miley Cyrus is in the film, but you don't know it's her because she's the robot mainframe, as well as Michelle Yao, who is a phenomenal actress. She played Alita. And then, of course, you have Sylvester Stallone, who played Staker. Well, Staker is actually also known as Starhawk. And Starhawk, Martin X, Charlie 27, Mainframe, and Alita are actually the original Guardians of the Galaxy in the comic books.
No way.
So in the post-credit scene, when they're all standing there and it's like, hey, we got to do something.
I had no idea.
The Ravagers, those are actually the original Guardians of the Galaxy. And James Gunn said that wasn't a wink and a nod to the original Guardians. He wants to make an original Guardians film.
I had no idea this movie was based on a real life story.
Oh, no. No, in the comic books, man. In the comics.
Based on a true story?
No, dude. In the.
Wow.
You're such an idiot sometimes. And now is not the time! Also, one of the original Guardians of the Galaxy, Yondu. So here's the thing. Can't talk about that. Never mind. I don't want to get too spoilery. No. So, yeah, they're saying that they, given that the Guardians are not strangers to time travel, it's entirely possible that we will see all of the original Guardians of the Galaxy in a Guardians-type film.
That's beautiful.
I know!
Thank you so much for calling us. Good morning.
My favorite part of the movie, I got to watch it too, is when they tell Goo to go get the Mohawk, and he keeps coming back with different things.
Yes, yeah, that was good. Hilarious.
Good call.
Hilarious.
We love the movie so much, my wife crochets, and she crocheted a baby Goo.
No way!
What?
Okay.
It is awesome, man. But anyway, you guys always make my day, and God bless you guys. And
thank you. Hey, send us a picture of that that crocheted Groot.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be cool.
Crocheted baby Groot? He was pretty great.
He was. My favorite character in Volume 2 was Drax. Remember we were talking about, it was a few months ago, how that character Drax has helped so many kids with autism.
Autism, yeah.
And he was so funny in this movie.
He really was.
He was so brilliant.
I was pretty stoked. He did a really, really good job. So overall, it was still a great movie. It is a great, great movie. I just think the first one set the bar so high that, you know, you wanted it to just blow the first one away.
Right.
And it's on par. It's a perfect sequel, as Teo said. It really is. Yep. It's a phenomenal sequel.
You'll have fun. I didn't watch it in 3D.
I didn't either.
I want to go and watch
it
in 3D.
Me too. Let's go back.
Virtually? Oh.
Yeah.
Or visually?
Yeah.
It's just... It's amazing.
I kept looking at moments going, that would have been incredible in 3D.
Yeah.
That would have been so I want to go back in 3D. Yeah. It's still a phenomenal movie.
There you go, guys. Have fun. Enjoy the movie. We got to take a break. When we come back, Steve-O has a story to share.
I have a story.
And we're going to need your help. 505-585-LIVE. You want to text in or call us at 338-3700. We'll be right back.
At Churchill Downs, Always Dreaming won the 143rd Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby!
Bobsledder Stephen Holcomb was found dead
at the Louvre in Paris.
reaction to projections that Emmanuel Macron will be the next president of France.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 rocketed to an estimated $145 million debut in North America.
Stephen Hawking had said we have 1,000 years before we have to colonize another planet. Now he says it's more like 100 years.
A funeral's been held in Kathmandu for an 85-year-old man who died trying to scale Mount Everest.
A wildfire in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp is prompting evacuations.
China is celebrating the successful maiden flight of its first domestically made jumbo passenger jet.
A preliminary court hearing set for later this month in Pennsylvania on charges related to the alcohol-fueled hazing death at Penn State.
Schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram 3 years ago have been released in northern Nigeria.
The X-37B returned to Earth. It touched down at Kennedy Space Center shuttle landing facility Sunday.
Dex and Steve-O on demand. It's our podcast. You can get it right there at our app, which is available at the App Store, Star 88FM. You can stream us live. It is 7:36.
High today of 80 degrees. Traffic. Well, taking a look at the roads. No accidents to report this morning, which is great. There is some construction happening. Louisiana, if you're traveling northbound at Paseo del Norte, the right lane is closed over there. Also, Broadway at Central, the right lane is closed, along with Terrace Avenue at Broadway. It's reduced to one lane in that area, kind of restricting some stuff. Of course, I say that, and then an accident happens. Western Trails Drive at Unser Boulevard. If you're traveling over on the west side, an accident reported about a couple minutes ago. So it's pretty fresh over there. Traveling on Unser southbound. So that's your look at traffic. Traffic!
And now a man uses a drinking straw as a flute. That's a drinking straw.
That's kind of crazy.
Right?
Whoa! What kind of drinking straw?
Just an ordinary drinking straw.
That's crazy! I would be so irritated at, like, Payway. You're, like, kicking it and just trying to enjoy your pad thai. Homie's over there, like, rocking it on his little straw. And you're like, cool, bro. We're just trying to have some lunch, man.
Just trying to eat my pad thai over here. Excuse me, sir.
Yeah, no, that's a cool trick, man. Yeah, it's cool.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Man, people are so talented. I tell you what. I'm going to have to Google that
or
one.
Or bored.
Later. I'm going to Google that one later. All right. Coming up, 8 o'clock hour. We did the top 10 signs that you're really an adult. We'll go over the list again, and we'll throw it out to you and ask you, how do you know when you're actually an adult? We'll do that after 8 o'clock. Also, a breakthrough in the search for baldness.
Are you so stoked?
Oh, my gosh. I saw this on Google News. Lost my hair this morning. You know, like lost my mind, but lost my hair. Gosh, that fell flat. That was
like
terrible.
My hair this morning. Huh?
It's pretty flat this morning. It is a little flat. It's a little flat.
Which is weird. I actually like did my hair today. It's just kind of like falling over. I just have so much. Must be nice, man.
Must be nice.
So I just like
you can be quiet
push
now.
Just to the side of
it. Yeah. Okay. Also, four simple coffee hacks for you coming up. All right. Apparently, something happened to you over the weekend.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm answering a Starmy member who's trying to get the podcast from the app. Guys, we have like little thumbnails at the bottom of our app, which is pretty cool. And if you don't know, you can swipe. Yeah. You can swipe them.
It actually took me a couple times to figure that out. I was like, where's the on-demand,
podcast?
So
you can swipe the thumbnails left and you'll see the on-demand.
Yeah. Just swipe left, guys.
Yeah. Swipe left or whatever. Or swipe right. Am I right? Levi, let's go. Okay. Okay. So Friday, I had a little incident with my very own Rocket Raccoon. That's my dog's name. We're fans of Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's Friday. It's 1:30 in the morning. I haven't been sleeping very well, so I'm trying to get some sleep. And I wake up to my dog.
Well, that's like a bunch
who
of dogs.
Doesn't bark? Oh. My dog does not bark.
He doesn't?
So if he barks, something has gone awry. He sleeps in the boys' room. So, like, at the foot of Jack's bed. And all of a sudden, bark, 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 bark. I mean, we're talking a concerned bark. And he won't stop. So I jump out of bed and I run over there and I'm like, shh, because the kids are, you know, trying to sleep. And it's like, and Jack starts wrestling around. He's kind of freaked out. And I'm like, Rocket. And Rocket's like, rrr. Like, he'd been barking and now he's growling. And I'm like, this isn't like him. I don't know what's going on. So as I'm like scolding him, be quiet, the kids are trying to sleep. I hear rustling outside.
Oh.
And I'm like,
someone's in the bushes?
Oh, sweet man. So the boys' room is up on the second story. So I peek out the window and I look down and sure enough, there's a dude in the rocks on the side of the house.
On your property?
Our house and the next door neighbor's house is pretty close to each other.
Okay.
And sadly, there's not like a big wall to separate the two. Needs to be. If anybody knows any cinder block dudes.
Yeah.
Not even being funny. Because here's what happened. Dude's like in the rocks and he's like rustling around and I'm looking at him and it's like, he almost looks like he's in PJs. Like he's just wearing basketball shorts and a tank top, whatever. And I'm watching him, and all of a sudden he grabs the screen door, the screen on one of the windows.
On yours?
Starts on the next door neighbor's.
Oh.
And just starts trying to jimmy it loose, and then breaks the screen off of the window.
What?
And I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta call the cops.
Yeah.
This guy's breaking in next door. Good job, Rocket. And I think that's the case until I see the girl.
The girl?
The girl who is running up to the window. To let the boy in.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait, what is happening?
Oh, man.
Wait, I think I know what's happening.
Yeah, you do.
But here's the thing.
How old were they?
In their 20s.
Yeah.
Right? Like, this isn't like a teenager, like a kid, or like, oh, mom's asleep and sneaking in the boyfriend. But it kind of is. Oh. But this girl's like in her 20s. So
was
like,
this the wife? Was she like...
No.
Oh.
No, there's no wife.
Oh, okay.
It's just like... There's just some people that live next door.
Huh.
Like sisters is what I'm assuming. I don't know them super well because here's the truth. They throw rager parties. There's always crazy cars out front. And it's like an Ice Cube video. But not like
your
today was a good
so
day.
Funny.
Not like today was a good day. Ice Cube video where he's like just in his Impala and it's like cool and chill. No, this is more Snoop Dogg gin and juice music video.
Okay.
Like there's a bunch of people outside. So not necessarily the kind of people that I want to like talk to too much and know about their world because
You are so weird with your neighbors. You have the most interesting neighbors.
So I'm standing there going, do I call the police? I mean, he just woke me up. But he's like getting into the house, but the girl just let him in.
Yeah, you don't call the cops. Well, if it's a person that lives there, you knew it was a person who lives at the house.
He doesn't live at the house.
No, the girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she let him in.
Yeah, I know. But then it was like, but I could teach him a lesson. And then I'm like, you know what? This is stupid. I'm going back to bed. So I decide to go back to bed. And of course, everybody's like, oh, what's going on? And I'm like, here's what's going on. It's no big deal. Cool. Let's go to sleep. Until about 45 minutes later. Bark, 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 bark,
again?
Bark, 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 bark. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
Was the guy leaving?
By the time I get to the window, you know, you hear the...
Yeah.
Already gone.
Ugh.
And then the girl's just standing there. Febrezing everything.
Febrezing?
Just with the blinds open, febrezing everything.
Were they smoking the devil's lettuce?
I don't know, man. She was dressed a little, and I was like, stay away from the window, Jack.
Oh my gosh. What's that skunk smell, Dad?
So it's like, what do you do? You can't do anything. And I didn't want to, like, wait till the next day and be that neighbor.
Hi, excuse me. Last night, Snoop Dogg over here snuck into the window and it awoke my dog and my children. If you could just, I don't know, give him a key, or if that's not your boo, if you could just, I don't know, do that somewhere else, please. Because you're disrupting my sleep.
Yeah.
What do? You just deal with it? Be frustrated? Hope somebody builds you a cinder block wall?
Yeah. But even if there was a cinder block wall there, it wouldn't have made a difference.
It would have made a difference in being able to see directly into their room.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, that's my, but kids and their window is like, hey.
But Rocket would still bark.
Yeah.
And then you would be even more annoyed because you wouldn't know what's going on. You would think that somebody was breaking in.
Yeah. I was very proud of my dog because it was like, word.
He
heard him, like, downstairs, like, yeah. Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
Good dog.
Good boy. Good
but
boy.
Dude, I was the next day, like Saturday, all day, I was just grumpy.
Yeah. What time was that at?
The first time was at 1:30. The second time was at 3. And then Luke had a baseball tournament starting at 7 a.m. So it was just a...
That's awful.
I know.
Man.
And it's like, but you can't call the cops, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I just saw a dude breaking in. He just ripped it, and the screen's still gone.
Obviously,
and then I start looking.
Though, they were smoking illegal narcotics.
You don't know that. I didn't smell it. I didn't smell anything. I just witnessed Febreze.
Well, yeah.
So here's all of a sudden I start noticing all of the screen doors are all the windows. All of them are missing the screens.
That is such a mystery.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, cool, man. Well, now I really want a wall there because they're just busting into windows. Like,
I don't understand why they're like, why did he go through the window? Like, what was the purpose? If there's like,
exactly.
If they're both grown-ups that live there,
right?
That might be sisters, might be roommates, best friends.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe it wasn't the boyfriend.
Maybe it was her roommate's boyfriend.
It was the other significant other.
It's a weird situation, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We talked about this last week with the whole neighbor thing. And my idea, see, this doesn't seem like such a bad idea now. You just leaving a note on someone's door, does it?
Right.
505-585-LIVE.
Favorite text on the live line ever. I think what you do is not confront them and just air your grievances over the radio and internet for the world to hear. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Starmy. Man, so good.
Man, you really need to please get to know your neighbors. You have the most interesting neighbors ever. You really do.
I know one of them.
Who?
I actually saw her yesterday at Walgreens. Who? The one that lives there. One of the ones that live there. And it was like, should I just like go up and be like, yo, but then, yeah, I don't want to, what if it's weird and,
well, yeah.
And, you know, and then all of a sudden.
Listen, about 1:30 last night, I saw someone take off the screen
into your house.
But your roommate totally let him in.
I totally wasn't creeping, but. My dog lost his mind and woke everyone in the house up because...
And then they left again at like 3:30, and then I saw your roommate Febrezing the area. That would be a weird conversation.
Exactly!
Leave a note.
Leave a note.
Okay. Leave a note.
Where? On the window?
Maybe hand it to the other, to your friend that you know.
Okay.
Like, just write something and be like, I'm passing this to you.
No.
A friend of mine gave this to me to give to you.
Nope. Don't care.
Well, obviously you do. We all care. We want to know what's up. That is strange.
Somebody said, can we please move on to the real issues pressing our city today? A man accused of breaking into his mother's house to steal her pozole is walking free.
What?
A judge dismissed Jonathan Carlos Ray's burglary charge on Friday because the only witness to the crime were him and his madre.
Okay.
Albuquerque police say that the mom ordered him not to come home after a disagreement in December of 2015. Later on, the mom discovered her gate and garage door were broken and her pozole was missing.
That's ridiculous.
Ray told KOB he was hungry and didn't anticipate police would charge him with burglary.
He currently lives with his mom. He told KOB he's going to do something special for her on Mother's Day to make up for the disagreement.
How old is the guy?
I don't.
Does it say?
It doesn't say how old he is. Oh. That's him right there.
Yeah, he looks like he's in his 30s.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, man. My grandmother, her pozole.
Pretty good, huh?
So good.
I hope she goes to jail.
So good. Thanks for sending in that story, Starmy.
Unbelievable.
Yep. I got it. Somebody said what I need to do is maybe I just give my next door neighbor a decal from Star 88 and be like, hey, you should check out our podcast.
Here, why don't you go listen to this? Just burn this segment on a CD.
There you go. Somebody else said I need to get one of those big motion light detectors so when it happens again, the big old spotlight just shines in.
That'd be so funny.
Like, why do you have a random spotlight on the side of your house? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh.
That is so funny. Mm-hmm. You have the weirdest things happen. When I first started the show a year ago, we heard the story of the next door neighbor that was in the house with all the lights off, smoking a heater, staring at you through his sliding glass window.
So weird, man.
We heard of the young girls who were burying, what were they, birds in your front yard?
Yeah, a bird and a lizard.
Yeah, they have like a little pet cemetery in Steve-O Jeter's front yard.
Oh, I didn't even tell you about the rabbit.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
They buried a rabbit?
No, they did not. He was in our bushes.
A rabbit was?
Dead. Like, it looked like he got hit or something. Maybe hit by a car or something. And then about a week ago, he was just like they picked him up from the street.
And flung him in your yard?
Flung him into our bush. Yes. By, like, where the other pet cemetery is. I'm not being funny about that.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, well, what do I do with this?
That's voodoo, man. That's what it is.
It's not.
It's voodoo. Oh, someone's on the phone. Okay, no, you're not. Goodbye. Answer that phone. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Morning, how are you? Is this the girl from next door?
No.
Oh.
Gosh, no. But I think this is my opinion on what you should do is coming from a mom. So as far as Mama Bear goes, I would definitely confront them kindly, but sternly, because, like you said, you saw things, the girl dressed in a way that you wouldn't want your boys to see.
Right.
So if your boys had woken up and looked out, you know, before you had...
We'd have to have different conversations. Yes, that is true.
So I would definitely say something like, you know, it's not... Or, do you live in a homeowners association?
Mm-hmm.
Contact your homeowners association.
There you go.
But snitches get stitches, okay. Ma'am. Snitches get stitches.
That is true.
No, I don't believe that. Because, like, if someone's really doing something that is disturbing, they're not being considerate of their neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, if they're doing that at night and you're saying, you know, they're having all kind of raging parties and stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, they need to be confronted with their behavior that's affecting other people around them.
Or invite us so I could be in the music video.
There you go.
Yes.
Steve-O and
Ice-T. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Man, in the place to be. It even rhymes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What should Steve-O have done in that situation? You know, what could he have done in that situation?
I mean,
how provocative was she dressed?
We're not talking about that on the air.
But it was inappropriate, though? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
To say the least.
All right. It is a weird. It's a weird story. I just don't understand.
It was very odd, that's for sure.
And maybe are you sure that wasn't her daughter?
I'm pretty sure. Very sure.
I just don't know why they would sneak in.
Yeah, dude. Thus, my question. I was just confused. It was like, this doesn't make sense.
There's something going on with the guy.
Or we just watched too many movies.
You're right. No. I don't think that's what it
Somebody
is.
Said, just move, bro. Just move.
Yeah, your neighborhood is weird, man.
Well, what stinks is I'm the owner.
I'm like, hey, renters. I bought this joint, all right?
Is that how...
This is my home!
Is that how homeowners
You're
feel about renters?
You're just a renter! Yeah,
really?
That's how I feel about
See,
you,
I've been
man.
Renters. I've been renting for so many years now. I just...
You're a nomad, wanderer. You can't put down roots anywhere.
Yeah,
Commit, okay, yo. Well, commit.
It's true. I have a hard time committing. 505-585-LOT.
Somebody said, don't be a rat, man.
Don't be a rat, you dirty rat.
Okay. Somebody else said, hey, I was trying to see my girlfriend last night. Some loud dog kept barking. Rude. Thanks, Starmie. Thank you so much.
Oh, good morning, Moni Groni.
See, I agree with this. Somebody said, please don't do anything. Mind your business. I agree. The only difference is it woke us up multiple times through the night.
But this is the only time it's happened.
And if I could tell you, like, it's one of those neighborhoods, unfortunately, like the... east side of my house, totally free and clear. It's on the corner. Yay. The west side of my house is next door to their house. And it's seriously, I want to say, 5 feet in between the houses. You know
that's
what I mean?
The way it is.
It's really close
on
together.
One of my
on one
sides,
side.
Yeah, it's like that.
Which stinks because our windows just kick it.
Yeah.
You know, they just face each other and talk all
we
day.
We always keep
and,
the blinds down because it'd be
which
awkward.
Stinks.
You get that awkward moment where you lock eyes.
Yeah, right. So that's why you would think, well, the boys, they're upstairs. But if they have theirs open and we have ours, I mean, it's just like looking straight down into whatever.
I say if it happens again, then make a move. Go talk to the other person in the house and tell them what's going on. But I think if it only happened one time, mind your own business, man. You don't need to get involved in that drama. Mm-hmm. You don't want to have a weird relationship with your neighbors.
Somebody said, I need to trump the situation. Build the wall!
A wall is just going to make things even more difficult because then you're not going to be able to see what's going on.
Yeah.
At least you can keep an eye on your neighbor.
Yeah.
But mind your P's and Q's, man.
Okay.
Until next time. Man, I hope there's a next time. I want to know, you know? I want to find out what happened.
Somebody said totally off topic, but I was in Albuquerque over the weekend, and I was wondering if you guys could do a little PSA to all the New Mexicans to use their blinker. I'm not from Albuquerque. I'm actually out of state, but for reals, blinker! It's not used enough or at all. It's like trying to play chess at 80 miles an hour. No fun.
Yeah.
Dude, welcome to New Mexico.
Use your blinkers, guys. It drives me crazy. I don't know what it is about New Mexican drivers. I'm not using their blinkers.
Shout out to the star member who said, by the fact that you can joke about it means you're a good neighbor. Thanks, man. Thanks, man.
All right, when we come back, we'll do some more headlines. We also have the top 10 signs that you're really an adult. We talked about it this morning. We want you to chime in. How do you know when you're actually an adult? What do you think? 505-585-LIVE if you want to text into the show. We'll be right back.
Woke up this morning feeling tired. Got changed into a suit and tie. Wiped that crust away out of my eyes. Traffic's grinding to a halt. Slower than a turtle's crawl. Ain't no way I'll be at work on time. Soon you're going to find me at the unemployment line. Can't take another day of this morning drive. You made me spill my coffee, turning up my radio. Laughed so hard, had to pull over. A cop thought I wasn't sober. But we all agreed that this show will entertain us commuters.
So true. Those lyrics are very deep.
Are the worst.
Good morning, everyone.
You take good songs and you make them terrible, and I don't like you.
I will not lie. I heard that song by Oasis over the weekend, and it changed it for me. Oh. All I could do is think about that stupid, terrible song.
Ah.
It was terrible. Welcome! 805!
High today of 80 degrees. It's been about 40 minutes, but that accident at Western Trails Drive and Unser is still on the map, so it's worth mentioning. I'm not sure if it's slowing anybody down over there off of Unser and Western Trails. However, as I said, it's still there, so I'm still going to tell you about it. No other accidents to report at this time. That's your look at traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B, BearCanyonCrossFit.com, or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Hey, Chris Tomlin presents Worship Night in America, May 13th, 7 p.m., San Ana Star Center. Ticket info, go to star88.fm/events. Welcome to our little program we call the Morning Invasion. Earlier, we were talking about the 10 signs that you're really an adult. And the list, I think, there was a couple things on the list that both Steve-O and I couldn't check off. I couldn't check off don't get regular financial assistance from your parents or relatives.
Dude, don't admit that on the air.
I know.
That's making me sad.
But I'm just trying to be real, man. My mom pays for my cell phone bill. But, I cook. I also don't do my own taxes. Steve-O does. Steve-O contributes to an IRA or other retirement plan. I don't.
You really should, man. It's
well,
easy here.
I mean, every dollar matters.
Yeah, but it's like pre-tax. So even if you only put like 50 bucks a paycheck, right? That's like pre-tax. So really,
yeah,
it feels like
Steve-O.
They're taking like 33 or 37 or
something. I get it.
Okay.
And I've never taken my parents out to dinner and paid for the bill. I'm terrible.
So if you've done that ever, you're on that. You need to put me on that then, because we've done that.
You've done that?
Yeah, we've done that for Chrissy's parents. I mean, that's the thing that...
Ugh. Fine.
Gonna need to add me. I didn't realize it was just like, just once. Twice.
I mean, I might have. I just can't
Three
remember.
Three times later.
Yeah, so the other things on the list, get an annual checkup.
Nope.
Move out of your parents' house.
I do go to the dentist twice a year. Like, that's like, boom, boom, every 6 months, on it.
That's pretty good.
Eye doctor every year, on it. Yeah. I just don't go to the, like, doctor.
That's definitely something you should add to the list. Oral hygiene, or just hygiene in general.
Yeah.
So if we want you guys to add to the list. We were talking about this list that they put together. Pay your own bills, have a full-time job. They say 63% say it's a requirement for being an adult. What do you think, Starmy? 505-585-LIVE.
People on the live line chiming in. One Starmy member said, you know you're officially adulting when you purchase earth tone colored Merrell shoes.
Ooh. Please send us a photo.
Yeah. When the tax man comes at you like a spider monkey, you know your childhood is dead.
Yep. That's true.
Yeah.
Tax man came after me.
Tax man came after you, man?
Oh, yeah. A couple years now.
Mm.
I ain't going to jail, man. I ain't going to jail.
Wait, what? What? No.
Just kidding, guys. 338-3700 if you want to call in.
Top 10 signs you are an adult. I thought some of them were pretty, like, pay your own bills, have a full-time job. Move out of your parents' house. We had one person chiming in earlier about that very thing, moving out of the parents' house. And they had a family member, an in-law, who's there in their 30s, who still lives with their parents. Master's degree and all. Just never...
Wow.
Has never lived on their own.
I wonder... See, that's the parents' fault at that point. That's not that person's fault. It's the parents' fault.
Yeah. See, somebody else said maybe this was something that you thought when you were younger that made you an adult. Smoking heaters.
Mm-hmm. Nobody does that anymore. It's not cool at all.
Right. Or if you even know how to smoke heaters.
Oh.
I agree. When I was a kid, that really was because it was in every movie.
Yeah.
Bruce Willis, man. Constantly. It seemed like everybody was smoking.
John
go back and look at, seriously, go back and look at those 80s movies. Everybody's smoking cigarettes.
That's true.
I was like, okay, that's what adults do. All right, when I'm an adult. Somebody said, if you say smoke heaters.
Wow. Come on, guys, add to the list.
When you can change a diaper. When you can change your own diaper.
Okay.
Somebody else wants to know how you can participate in a 401k if your company does not offer it. I would say talk to your financial institution. I'm pretty sure that there are offers. Why, just last week I was at the bank talking about options for a Roth IRA and different things. A CD, maybe.
You're so grown up, man.
Yeah.
You're such an adult.
I mean,
I don't even know what you said.
I just need to have that backup plan money. You know what I mean?
See,
so I just
don't.
Need to make sure that if life hits you with the curveball,
yeah,
you have enough to get to the island.
Yeah.
Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Adulting, taking your kids to school.
That's a good call.
Yeah.
I think just taking care of your kids in general. I mean, putting your life on hold, sacrifice for your children.
Yeah.
That's being an adult.
Having the ability to talk to or confront your neighbors. Oh.
Ooh, got you on that one.
Roasted!
Yeah, I mean, geeking out over our dental plan, definitely an adult. That's true. You know what? Sign of an adult for you, my friend. You love our plan, our health plan here.
Oh, yeah.
You talk about it all the time.
Yeah, until
oh,
you...
Oh, guys, medical here? Oh, you don't even know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, try having Obamacare or try having the benefits and insurance that I had at my last job. Holy cow. It was so awful. So awful.
You know you're an adult when you get your check on Friday and it goes out the window on bills.
Yeah. That's one thing I always tried to explain to my kids because they just think, and I thought this too when I was a kid, I can't wait to grow up because, you know, I'll have all this money. But you don't realize all the things that you spend your money on, mostly bills, gas, food.
I was going to say groceries.
Yeah, and kids don't get that.
Somebody said a sign of being an adult when you can censor yourself and know when not to cuss.
Wow.
That's pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, you should probably just take care of that, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you can be the hands and feet for your children and raise them.
Huh.
Also, when you have the ability to sneak into your girlfriend's window without your neighbor waking up. That's what they said.
That's not a good one.
That's not an adult. An adult uses the front door, my friend.
Another one on the list,
an
cook for yourself.
Uses the front door.
Cook for yourself more than twice a week. Do your own laundry was another one. 55% said, you're not an adult unless you can do your own laundry.
Now, because I can do my own laundry, but there are certain times where I'm fired from it because I have clearly ruined sweaters and things in the past.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, well, then you don't know how to do laundry.
I do know how to do
so I'm taking
my
you,
own laundry.
No, you don't. If you ruin things, I'm
I can
taking
do,
you off
yeah,
the list.
I've never ruined my sweater.
Off this
I don't
one.
Buy stupid, like, weird things that it was made in some crazy
Until
country.
Until you learn
where,
how not to shrink something.
Whatever.
And you got to check the tags, man. Is this 100% cotton? Because if it is, it might shrink. Do I use hot? Do I use cold?
No,
water?
I know that. I just don't
what
know.
What do you use, hot
like,
or cold?
What are we talking about?
So you have 100% cotton, brand new sweatshirt. I'm going to put it in the washing machine. Do I use hot or cold water?
Cold. That's a stupid question. That's a basic beginner question. And then I'm going to hang it to dry it. Somebody said adulting is when you finally realize that naps are not the enemy.
It's true.
Somebody said, I'm 30 years old, work for the city, so I don't make that much money, but I have two retirement plans. It just makes sense to do it. Dex, get on it.
I got to tell you, if there's a UPS driver out there right now listening to the show, you need to contact me.
Wait, what?
I'm thinking of a part-time position as a UPS driver. Had a great conversation with the guy over the weekend.
That's not a part-time gig, man.
Yes, it is.
That's pretty full-time.
Guess how much money they make.
It doesn't matter how much money they make.
Just take a guess.
You are a terrible driver. You still have a donut on your car.
It's not a donut, man. That is not a donut.
Somebody said an adult is buying a $4 bracelet and then talking about how horrible it is.
Ooh. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. How about this one? Buying life insurance. That's definitely an adult move.
Yeah, but I can't. Come on, I don't know.
What?
Life insurance.
That's pretty big, man.
Do you have life insurance?
Of course, dude.
What?
You don't have life insurance?
Don't we get it at work anyways? Don't we have life insurance?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but it's like basic. It's like $50,000.
How much does Chrissy get if you die?
I don't want to say, like, because now I feel like people will.
it's not that much, actually.
Because when you think about the cost, no. Oh my gosh, no.
Oh my gosh, then you just got the regular one at work, like I do.
No, I have another one as well, but it's still not that much at all. Yeah, I think it's seriously like $50K. It's not even that much. So it's only like $100,000. That's nothing.
How much do you put in? Was it like 3 cents extra or something?
Right,
you put
exactly. In it's not like in my car insurance. It was like, hey, do you want life insurance? I'm like, yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Wow.
Somebody said when you can prioritize, budget, and strategize. When you can set a positive example for those around you. Adult! If you can get stuck on the playground swing. I can't swing for long until I get motion sickness.
Yeah, that's another thing. Do you get motion sickness now?
No.
I do.
Really?
I never got that when I was a kid.
That just means you're getting old. That doesn't mean you're an adult.
No, it means you're officially an adult.
Somebody said, you know you're an adult when you get excited for extra money just to catch up on bills. Oh, preach. Adulting is when you're married to Steve-O and your name is Chrissy and he ruins your sweaters. Oh, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
That was from 575 number, so that wasn't even local.
Wow.
When the kids you used to babysit now have their own babies. Oh, man.
Right?
Adult. Oh. But is that adulting or is that just being old?
That is weird. Facebook now, when I look at some of my friends I had when I was younger and they all have kids. Ugh.
Yeah.
So old.
Somebody said, dude, that donut has been there since like December. How about being an adult is properly maintaining your vehicle?
How about you give me some cash? Huh, person? Why don't you give me some cash? It's not a donut, man. It's just my rim broke and I just, you know, my rim's in the house.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
It's cool, man.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I've had a 401k since I was 16. Get it together, Dex.
Jeez, man.
Adulting is when you realize that most people who call themselves adults are actually still children. That's a good one. When you find yourself saying the same things your parents used to say.
Oh, adult. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
All right, couple more, and then we gotta move on.
Dex, Fisher of Dude says you're a bad driver. I'll get you a treat if you go drive his car again. Nope.
You'll give me a treat?
A treat.
Depends on what kind of treat.
Sounds like something a child would say. Jeez. I just put my keys in my pocket. Being an adult, when your beard is longer than your man bun. Oh, here's a good one. This one comes from Clopez, who is my rad musician friend who loves a good concert. When you look forward to going to Lowe's more than a good show. That's when you know you're an adult.
Every night in my dream.
Okay. That just got weird.
Cool stuff, guys. Cool stuff. I'm sure a lot of you out there are going, man, I'm not an adult and I'm 40 years old.
Oh, that's sad. We talked about this earlier, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Oh!
We both saw it. If you'd like to catch the review, catch our podcast. They crushed it at the box office this weekend, taking in $145 million in the opening weekend.
Are they
breaking
the records?
Ridiculously more, no.
Oh.
Than Guardians. Guardians opened to $94 million in August of 2014, so here we are 3 years later, and, I mean, come on.
That's pretty so
50,
good.
50 million more? I mean.
It was so fun.
Obviously, nothing else even came close. Fate of the Furious finished a very distant second at $8.5 million, but that's already made $207 million.
Unbelievable.
Which is crazy. Yeah. So there you go. Congratulations, Guardians of the Galaxy. I think we all knew that was going to come in first place.
Yay! You know what I'm looking forward to this weekend?
Huh?
King Arthur.
Oh, yeah, that comes out Friday.
Jax Teller.
Yeah, except not. Jax Teller.
Oh, he's Jax.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's in Forever.
Does he have white shoes? Is he sporting his white shoes in
Sam Crow.
Camelot?
I think it looks like a really good movie.
I always wondered how his shoes stayed so white. Because when you're like rocking the gears and whatnot and shifting on your bike, you know, the top of your white shoe's gonna get some black on it.
It's a television show, Steve-O.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Not real. They have multiple.
He had the whitest shoes.
White shoes.
He had the whitest shoes I've ever seen.
They have an actual guy who does the touch up on his tennis shoes.
Go Jax Teller, if anything.
He's white out.
Okay. 13 Reasons Why. We've talked about it on the show. Well, it's so popular. Netflix decided to order a second season. It's been popular with both critics and viewers. It's obviously about suicide, so there's been a lot of backlash and concern about how appropriate it is for the younger viewers that it is directed at. Season one was about a teenager named Hannah Baker who committed suicide and left cassettes for people explaining why they contributed to her decision. Season two will hit Netflix sometime next year, and it will be about the aftermath of Hannah's death, as well as the other characters' journey toward healing.
Yeah, hit the podcast, too. We talked about this for a while. We took a lot of phone calls from a lot of you that watched it, and we gave a good review. I binged through it after my daughter had watched it, and I thought it was an excellent show. I really did, and I thought it had a good message.
You know, talking about being an adult and when you feel like you finally reached adulthood, here's something slightly unbelievable. Will Ferrell is at a place where he's just playing like the old dad.
Well, he's old.
Does that make us just old?
Yeah, he's like, what, 47?
I don't know. But here's the weird thing. You know, when we go to the movies, we're supposed to suspend some disbelief, but sometimes Hollywood just goes a little too far, man. Case in point, Will Ferrell and Jason Momoa are starring in a new film together as father and son.
Wow.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Obviously adopted.
Jason Momoa. What? I am talking about the Jason Momoa, the 6'4" Hawaiian monster.
Yeah.
He was Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. He was Conan. He's going to be Aquaman in the new DC movies. He is amazingly cool. And somehow he is playing Will Ferrell's son. The movie's a comedy, obviously. He's going to play a washed up TV star who reunites with the son who is currently a successful TV star. It doesn't have a title yet. And to be fair, Will Ferrell is actually 6'3" himself. Huh. So they're both. Yeah.
Yeah. I follow Jason Momoa and he posted something, I think it was on Instagram over the weekend when he found out, when he got the news that he got this role. Mm-hmm. He was freaking out.
Oh, yeah. It. Yeah. He posted this is his first on his comedy. Instagram. Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool.
And Will Ferrell's hit or miss with me.
I'm trying to think of any movies I've seen that I haven't liked. But I honestly haven't seen about half of his films because of that. Because some people are like, dude, this movie? Damn, don't see it. Apple reportedly replacing the home button on the iPhone 8, and it's going to be a major, major change. According to tech experts, including the renowned Apple product picker Ming-Cho Kyu, we can all soon give our fingers a break from pushing a button and instead gently rest our fingertips.
Really? Give it a break.
On the function area.
Well, if you have the iPhone 7, you really don't even have to. I mean, you touch it, but it's really all you
No,
do.
You still have to press it.
Yeah, but barely.
I just had to press it twice.
Barely, bro.
Okay.
Barely. Okay. Not like iPhone 6 people.
So allegedly, there's going to be a like little 0.65-inch swath of screen found at the bottom. Again, this is all rumors. But it's going to employ AI and VR technology. The function area will likely integrate Touch ID, display embedded fingerprint sensor, as well as music and video controls and app-specific buttons. But if you're hoping to get a shot at this, a taste of it, to see it, you're going to have to start socking away some cash now because it's allegedly releasing in the fall. According to Business Insiders, consumers of Apple's 10th anniversary iPhone predict the price tag will be between $850 and $900 for an entry-level 64-gig iPhone.
What is it usually, like $700? Isn't that what?
Still just so much money.
Man. And I know people do it. A lot of people, they'll buy the phone because it's cheaper over, you know.
Not anymore. Like now I'm leasing this stupid thing.
Yeah.
It's like every year I get to trade out and I get the new one and it's only going to send me back another $900. But it doesn't feel that way because you're only paying $40 a month.
Right.
For 2 years. Gosh.
2 years.
Okay. Steven Seagal is banned, guys.
Good.
Banned from the Ukraine because of his support for Vladimir Putin. You want to change your stance on Steven Seagal?
Nope.
You love him.
Nope.
You love him.
He hates me.
Okay. President Trump might want to take note of this. Steven Seagal actually is seeing real life consequences for butting up to Russian President Vladimir Putin. He's been banned from the Ukraine as a national security threat.
Wow.
Apparently, they've been buddies for years, and Steven Seagal once said that Putin's annexing of Crimea River, am I right?
Oh!
was, quote, very reasonable. Can I get some JT, man? I need some Cry Me a River.
I don't know.
Cry Me a River, Justin Timberlake. Boom, doom, 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 doom.
Here we
doom,
go.
Doom, doom, doom. Nope.
Okay.
Cry me a river.
Oh, gosh.
I will be here for you all night and day. Yeah. Cry me a river. Cry me a.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Cry me a. Who knows? Not really good outside of these borders with words. You know what I'm saying, girl.
Cry me a river, yeah.
Oh, God.
Did you know it was going to hit that?
What? Yeah, I
did. That was amazing.
Yeah, I did. My throat's a little off today. Sorry, guys.
Steven Seagal even participated in a pro-Putin motorcycle rally there. Vladimir gave him Russian citizenship for his efforts.
Wow.
He also lost a gig at a music festival in Estonia because the people there saw him as a Putin loyalist more than a musician and said, peace out, Steven Seagal.
Cry me a river. Oh, Putin, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
I'm still working on the lyrics on this one. We'll be right back. Gotta take a break. Oh, man.
It's the Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O on Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
At Churchill Downs, Always Dreaming won the 143rd Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby!
Bobsledder Stephen Holcomb was found dead.
At the Louvre in Paris. Reaction to projections that Emmanuel Macron will be the next president of France.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 rocketed to an estimated $145 million debut in North America.
Stephen Hawking had said we have 1,000 years before we have to colonize another planet. Now he says it's more like 100 years.
A funeral's been held in Kathmandu for an 85-year-old man who died trying to scale Mount Everest.
A wildfire in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp is prompting evacuations.
China is celebrating the successful maiden flight of its first domestically made jumbo passenger jet.
A preliminary court hearing set for later this month in Pennsylvania on charges related to the alcohol-fueled hazing death at Penn State.
Schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram 3 years ago have been released in northern Nigeria.
The X-37B returned to Earth. It touched down at Kennedy Space Center shuttle landing facility Sunday.
Time once again for things you don't want to hear from your mom on Mother's Day.
Who else is... Oh, Thor. That's my favorite.
Thor
oh
is my favorite. Yes. Thor is your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. I can't hardly look
Stop
at this.
Stop it, Mom. What are you doing? Stop it.
Well, come on. I bet you can't even look at
well,
him.
Well, that's true. Handsome. He's a pretty handsome guy.
You I mean. Could have one of those... What do you call those? The bromance?
Mom! I agree Hello? With everything you're saying, but we're on Christian radio.
What
you
does
can't
that mean?
Say that.
Come on.
You know what? It's all right with the Lord for you yeah. to have a romance to hire someone.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter here.
Okay. All right.
This has been Things You Don't Want to Hear from Your Mom on Mother's Day.
Gosh, man. Oh.
I love your mom.
Mom.
That's good.
Come on.
I love your mom.
Mother's Day, 6 days away, guys. Mom, I need to borrow some money so I can get you a present. Can I borrow like $10? Hello? Man. Welcome to the show. Beautiful day here. 8:38.
8:38. High today of 80 degrees. There's an accident. The left lane is blocked. I-40 eastbound right at Unser. That's exit 154, and it is backed up all the way to the 98th Street exit 153. Stop and go traffic. You can expect delays up to 5 minutes on I-40 traveling eastbound. Taking a look at the rest of the map. You know, regular construction happening. In the same areas it's been happening. And thankfully, no other accidents to report. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic! Traffic!
Oh, go! No, hey, sorry.
Sorry.
My bad.
I need to record this.
Yeah, you do.
Gosh.
Just want to give a shout out, yo. Traffic brought to you by For the Good. In need of screen printing, live printing, graphic design for your church or business, For the Good. They offer live screen printing for your events or whatever. You can learn more at forthegood.com. That's forthegood.com. Or 505-508-5658. Thanks again to For the Good.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Sorry.
If you follow me on Instagram, Dex Toth. Excuse me. Dex Toth. T-O-T-H. Go follow me. I posted a picture of me in the sixth grade, and I found the bully that used to bully me. I thought I would call him out.
Oh, my gosh. Wait.
I posted a picture of me in sixth grade and the kid that used to beat me up. Look at it. Why are you laughing at my picture? Huh?
Because that's not the bully that beat you
yes,
up as
it
a
is.
Child.
Yes, it is. That was the bully.
That's Dave Myers.
No, that looks like Dave Myers. That's the actual bully.
Oh, my gosh. You are so dumb.
He looks so cool.
I believed you for like 0.8 seconds.
Yeah. Well, go follow me, guys. I'm on Snapchat. I'm on Facebook. Dex Toth, T-O-T-H. It's Hungarian. I have four simple hacks for you coffee lovers out there. I am not a coffee drinker, so I am doing you all a favor right now. That's right. Hate coffee. It's Monday. Here's some really simple coffee hacks to help start the week off just right. See if you know about these, Steve-O. You love your coffee. Well, you don't even
you don't
drink coffee anymore. You love coffee,
dude.
But you don't drink it anymore.
What did I say I was this morning?
Terrorist. Yeah.
A terrorist. That's not what I said.
You said you were a terrorist.
No, I did not. What did I say?
A turista. What, like barista? No.
No.
Gosh. I don't know. It'll come to you. Here's some coffee hacks for you. You can make your own frothy milk in the microwave.
Okay.
No? I mean, you are a barista, so can you do this? It says, just pour some milk in a mason jar, shake it up, take the lid off, and nuke it for about 30 seconds, then spoon it onto your coffee so it looks like a cappuccino. No?
I'm still trying to figure out the name that I called myself.
I
need to call Sam.
No, she won't remember. Save money by making your own flavored cream.
Okay.
Just add a few drops of vanilla extract or hazelnut extract to some half and half. They say it should taste pretty close, and it's a lot healthier. If it still tastes bitter, add a pinch of salt. Have you ever added salt to your coffee?
Gross.
You can add it to the coffee grinds or just sprinkle some in your cup after you brew it. Some people swear by it, and it can save calories.
Tea Madonna!
Oh, my gosh.
I said I was a Tea Madonna.
You?
Because I can't get out.
There was smoke
I can't get
in the studio.
I can't get through my day without my tea.
Yep. Tea Madonna.
Tea Madonna.
Gosh, I'm so glad you remembered that. No, I'm not at all. Not glad that you remembered that at all.
I need my tea. If I don't get my tea, I get agitated. Just like if I don't remember what I said about my tea, I get agitated. I'm a Tea Madonna.
Yeah. Somebody needs to try this. Add a pinch of salt, like I said,
that
to your coffee
grounds. That sounds disgusting, man.
Hey, try it.
Nah.
It says you could save a lot of calories because you won't need as much cream to cut the bitterness. It cuts down on the bitterness. All right, and last one here, some coffee hacks for you. Let your coffee cool down for a few minutes before you drink it. A few different studies have found it tastes better that way. If it's super hot, it tends to taste stronger and a little more bitter. Do you like your coffee scorching hot?
No, not at all.
Some people like that iced coffee, man.
When I drank tea, it was cold brew or iced coffee. For
there's,
sure.
There's a few coffee hacks that save you a few bucks. Might help with your waistline a little bit. Beautiful. All right, 505-585-LIVE if you'd like to text into the show. I have a friend who's a scientist.
Okay.
She was Miss Buck and Dex 2000, 10 and 11, I believe.
I only know of two Miss really? Fucking decks.
We've had like five.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I remember Pillar. And
I'll remind you. Whoa.
She's reminding me about...
Because you said I remember? Siri, you are so dumb.
Remember Pillar. Okay, I'll remind you. I'm removing the Pillar reminder.
Wow.
Yes, that yes, I don't need to remember Pillar. Okay. Man. I know her. Okay. And Shannon.
By the way, I changed my name on the first what Siri calls me.
Oh, no.
Siri, what's my name?
You're Jedin, but you asked me to call you Your Majesty.
No, that is not... What? Fail! You kidding me? That is not what I asked you to call me.
Yeah, well, really, Your Majesty?
I am so embarrassed right now.
So, Your Majesty,
yeah.
What's up there, King Dex? What did you ask her to call you?
Remember the name last week we talked about that was hilarious? What story was it? Remember the name we were doing?
Nope.
You don't remember? Gosh, what story was it? And it was a hilarious name. I don't even remember.
Oh, man.
What was it?
It was like...
Yeah, after the show, I had Siri change my name to that. And that's what... I hate you!
Whatever, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
It was like Smithelford.
Yeah, it was something like that. It was, and I loved it. And I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have Siri call me that from now on. Ugh. Anyways, a good friend of mine who's a scientist now, her name is Jessica Bender, or some of you know her as Jessica Maine. I hit her up today because I found some pretty important news about a baldness cure.
Oh.
There seems to be a breakthrough that is sweeping the world right now.
Mm.
And they actually stumbled upon this breakthrough in search for a baldness cure. You know, I've been following these stories pretty regularly. And I try to give updates to all my bald friends as much as I can. But they said that they accidentally found something that could definitely cure baldness in the near future. So I tagged my friend Jessica on Facebook because she's a scientist and she would know. And I was excited to hear back from her. And she told me that I shouldn't get my hopes up because... most likely, my kids won't have to deal with baldness. But you're going to have to live with a bald head the rest of my life.
Oh, wow. That sounds...
Yeah, it was very mean. Guys, I will find a cure. I am searching for this cure.
Mm.
I've gone through 5 tests so far, and I haven't talked about it. But I have actually gone to 5 different tests in town.
It doesn't look bad now, man.
Is it working?
Mm-hmm.
Does it look like it's filling in?
Yeah. Have you thought about, like, your part?
What do you mean?
Well, you know, like certain people
part
wear
in the baldness
like
cure?
Yeah, like a part. No, like when you part your hair. Like when you comb it, it's like, you know, how are you gonna rock it?
Well, I used to rock it down the middle.
Parted, unparted, because currently it's departed. Am I right? Departed.
I've gone through 5 tests so far, guys. So far. I don't see the results, but Steve-O did give me a look like things were starting to sprout. So I need to write this down. Hold on. What time is it? All right. Follicles coming in. Here we go. All right. I won't tell you what kind of research I've been doing or what kind of tests they've been doing on my head, but I've been blacking out lately.
Okay.
Just wanted to let everybody know, if I pass out anytime between, you know, now and the end of the show, it's because of the latest test they've done on me. They gave me 12 shots.
Okay.
All on the top of my head. See those little red dots all over my head? Those are from needles.
Oh. I'm sorry, man. We shouldn't make fun of your baldness.
You know, if it works, then I'm just trying to do my part, you know what I'm saying?
Your part?
Yep.
You're trying to get your part. We need You Are Beautiful under your depressing monologue, according to a member of the Starmy.
Nope.
Are you excited to one day finally walk into a barber and ask for a haircut? Like, it's going to happen, man. One day you're going to walk into a barber shop and you're going to say, "I'd like a haircut, please." And he's going to look at you and say, "Certainly. Which one? Which one?"
Boo!
Because you got about seven up there.
It's not funny, man.
Sorry.
Well, I'm very sensitive about my hair. You know this. Why would you do that?
That's true. Sorry.
Just wanted to give you all an update out there on what's happening. And if I die during the testing, I want you all to know that I did it for everyone out there that is currently dealing with balding issues. I did it for you, man.
You're going to need to play that music, man.
Every night in my dream, I see you, I feel you.
Maybe not.
That is how I know you. Go on.
That's not what happened.
And now, a reporter choked on a bug on live TV.
That's when the Rockets sent a double team. Game one, they didn't do it, but it seemed like, pardon me, that's what he was expecting.
Oh.
So we'll see if that changes tonight. As I'm literally choking on a bug, Lisa.
Oh.
Can you believe that? National television, I'm choking on a bug.
Get this man some water. Forget Aldridge. Hey, water boys, my man Michael Eaves needs some water right now. Hey, Eaves, I do have a note here for you.
Who chokes on a bug inside?
How embarrassing, Michael Eaves.
At least he didn't, like, I thought he was going to go,
yeah.
Like, he kept going.
I choked
on
a bug.
Is why he is on national television.
Yeah, you just got to own it. You got to own it. Good job.
Kind of like you and owning your
Yeah, I'm owning it, guys.
Hair, man.
I'm owning it.
It's okay.
I'm owning it. I'm okay with it, guys.
That's why I feel like I could be insensitive and mock you, because you just own it.
Yeah, that's true.
Proud of you, man.
All right, a few more headlines before we go to break here. Coming up after 9, Starbucks being sued over the unicorn drink?
Stop it.
Oh, we'll do a lot.
Speaking of owning it, you know who's owning being famous? Kevin Bacon! On the Graham Norton Show Friday, he said, quote, "People don't talk about the fact that being recognizable is 99.9% good."
People don't talk about the fact that being recognizable is 99.9% good. Because people are nice to you all day long for absolutely no reason. People stop you in the street and say, "Kevin, I love you." I mean, who doesn't want to be loved, right? Who doesn't want to have somebody say, "I love you"? That's a great feeling. And you can get out of tickets and, you know, they'll give you free sneakers. And anyway, it's mostly good, is my point. Once in a while, you try to think to yourself, like, what would it be like to just walk through the world anonymously? So I decided to, you know, experiment with that. And it worked. I mean, obviously I had to be done by professionals and applied by professionals, and you definitely didn't know it was me. I walked straight through the Grove and nobody recognized me, and it was awful. I'm going back to Kevin Bacon ASAP.
Man.
At least he's honest, man.
Yeah, because you think that's what we always hear.
You can't go anywhere without somebody. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, all of us that have not hit that stardom, the famous celebrity, we think, man, it must be so awesome.
Right.
And Kevin just said, it is.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I've always wondered that.
Well, I feel like it depends on the type of personality you are. Because if you have an outgoing personality, then you're probably going to love that.
And Kevin Bacon is a pretty kind-hearted dude.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think about his films, and then you think about, like, anytime... I've never heard a horrible story. It's like...
And he's in
everything. Great story, right, and he has great stories with fans, and he always just seems so down-to-earth and really cool. Because I do think it depends on who the person is, right? So everybody loves Kevin Bacon, but, like... Currently, Bill O'Reilly's pretty known. You know what I mean? And I highly doubt he's like walking through and everybody's like, I love you, right. You know? So I think it can go both ways. Yeah, that's for sure.
That's true.
Our president currently, you know, he's pretty famous, but I mean, even before, I don't think everybody was bum rushing him, telling him how much they loved him. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thanks, Kevin Bacon. Here's something interesting. Einstein Brothers Bagels just created a new bagel called the Coffee Bagel.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
They just rolled it out to all of their stores across the country. Am I right? Whoa. They just rolled it. Because it's round. It's called the Espresso Buzz Bagel.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's made out of an espresso and coffee cherry flour.
Roasted!
Each bagel has 32 milligrams of caffeine, which is roughly the same as a can of Coke.
Preach.
But less than a quarter of what you'd get in a small coffee at Starbucks. So, as for the taste, yeah, the reviews are pretty mixed, actually.
Ugh.
Some people calling them sour. Other people loving it, though, so it's kind of like a mixed bag at this point.
Case closed. End of story.
Okay. Last night...
In my dreams.
MTV made history with the first genderless acting award at the MTV Movie Awards. We got a montage of everybody.
Ashton Sanders and Jarrell Jerome from Moonlight.
Oh, that was Best Kiss, by the way.
Best Fight Against the System.
Hidden Figures!
Generation. Daniel Kaluuya.
Tearjerker.
This is us.
Best tearjerker? Is us one?
Best host.
Forever. Best host, do you think, one?
Best host?
Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon.
All right, because the Oscars.
Stephen Colbert.
I mean, I don't know.
Oh, the guy who took over the Daily Show?
Yeah.
I can't get into him.
Yeah.
In a movie.
I already know who won.
Emma Watson, Beauty and the Beast.
That was the groundbreaking.
Best actor in a show.
Best actor in a show?
Milo Ventimiglia.
The 11 amongst 10.
Oh!
That's right. Bobby Brown, I actually saw that. Stranger Things.
Best duo.
Best duo.
Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill.
Hugh Jackman and Daphne King.
I watched this last night, so I'm like...
La La Light.
What? Moonland.
No, wait a minute. No, wait, that's...
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's Moonland.
Oh. Oh, wait, no. Beauty and the Beast.
Man, show of the year.
Stranger Things.
So there you go.
Stranger Things, man.
Here's the thing, though. It's the MTV Movie and TV Awards. It was the first time ever that they've combined the two. Do we really care?
No.
It was like, ooh, we did an award show where we didn't want to separate acting by gender. Okay. So everybody's just getting awards for whatever. Emma Watson.
Emma Watson.
Okay.
She swept it up, huh? Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
She got the big ones?
Why not? She beat Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy. She was very excited to win the genderless award for acting. She said it should mean something different to everyone.
Beautiful. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll find out why Starbucks is getting sued over the unicorn drink. And more science on picking your nose. We'll be right back. Chris Tomlin, The Roar. It's Star 88. Dex and Steve-O. Don't forget. Chris Tomlin presents Worship Night in America. Big Daddy Wee, Phil Wickham, Zach Williams, Jason Barton, May 13th, 7 p.m. Ticket and all the information about the show, star88.fm/events. It is 9:09.
High today of 80 degrees.
9:09.
High today of 80 degrees.
Sorry, I got shots in my head.
Oh, yeah. From the
it's like a side effect of... That's some of the testing I'm doing. That's my plan. Hold on a second here. Traffic.
Well, good news. No accidents to report at this time. The roads are looking pretty clear right now. Taking a look around, and yeah, construction's at a minimum. I mean, it's Albuquerque, so basically all the places we already know. That's your look at traffic.
Thanks, bro.
No props.
Traffic!
1886, 31 years ago on this day, Dr. John Pemberton came up with the secret formula for what?
Mouthwash.
Oh, bro.
Yeah. Listerine.
Nope.
Just making you, your mouth feel good and smell good.
Coca-Cola, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was 31 years ago. At first, he combined it with straight water, but a drugstore clerk used carbonated water, and that's how Coke was born.
Wait, how long ago was this?
Why does it say 31 years ago in 1886? What? What? Sorry, I am Ron Burgundy.
It's 131 years ago.
Forgot the one. My bad. Yeah, in 1886.
Guys, Coke's been around for 31 years.
It's so funny when I said, yeah, 31 years ago, I was like, what? Well, I'll just go with it, I guess. 38 million gallons are now consumed daily, and Coke is the most understood word in the world.
That's ridiculous.
Our president even has a button on his desk he can push when he wants his butler to bring him one. We did this topic when you were gone.
What?
When Buck was on the show.
Yeah.
Buck and Ricky and Shannon. And it was, if you could have a red button on your desk, what would you want delivered? Because the president has a Coke. He has a button specifically just for Cokes.
That's ridiculous.
He's got a fast food problem, man. He loves him fast food. It's a true story, man.
Oh,
man.
What
would you want? What would you want delivered?
You could have
a button.
And it could give me anything?
I think a lot of people said a massage. I can't remember what mine was. I think it was a Big Mac or something.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if there's anything that I'd necessarily want, like, just on hand.
Hit a button and boom.
Hit a button and
butler
it's like,
shows up and here it is.
You accidentally hit it.
Yeah.
One too many times. Ugh. Overload.
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think Coke tastes better between 34 and 38 degrees? What? Why you gotta laugh at me, bro?
That was the stupidest question. Do I think that? I have no idea.
It's not a dumb question if it's true.
How would I know that? I'm not at a place that I could give you an answer.
Yeah?
Do I know if it tastes better at 34 to 38 degrees? Sure.
According to the company, Coke tastes best when it's between 34 and 38 degrees. That's just a few degrees above freezing.
Right.
You know who has the best Cokes?
Who?
I can't say. We're on...
Okay. Does it rhyme with the Golden Arches?
Sure does.
That's so weird. People say that.
Well, it's because of their filtration system.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that really it?
No, it really is. They actually spent a ton of money to have the best filtration system.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why they taste better than all the other fast food
Or at drinks. Least they taste different.
No. Better, bro. Take it back.
No. Because I remember when I was a kid, and my favorite was always if we got pizza.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd get pizza, and then we'd get the little 2-liter bottle of Coke. It was always like kind of crisp.
No,
you know
so
what I mean?
Spicy, man.
Yeah. Crisp.
That first drink is so spicy.
So crisp.
Coca-Cola's current ad slogan is "Taste the feeling." True or false?
No, false. I think that was from like. Oh, that's true.
Right. From 2009 to 2015, it was "Open Happiness." Their first slogan was "Delicious and refreshing."
Mm-hmm.
They used it in their first newspaper ad on May 29th, 1886, meaning the first ad came out less than 3 weeks after he came up with the recipe.
131 years ago, guys.
131. Coke had trace amounts of cocaine in it until 1978. True or false?
Oh, man. I feel like I know this is, it's true that it had it, but I don't know if it's up until the 70s. So I'm just going to say true.
Original version did have cocaine in it, but there were only trace amounts by 1903.
Okay.
And it's been cocaine free since 1929, not 1978.
That's a good slogan. That's a good slogan. Guys, much like Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, man.
Isn't that crazy, though, to think about?
Yeah.
That's crazy. We're talking about a soft drink that used to have a hard
cocaine
drug in it.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Now you know all about Coke, guys.
Kimmy said Coke tastes better when it's from Mexico.
That's because they use the cane sugar.
Ah.
I know all about Coke, guys. I'm like a pro at Cokes.
So technically, wouldn't that be Coke cane?
Yeah.
Because they use cane sugar?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
New slogan in Mexico. Wait.
How old is Enrique Iglesias today?
Enrique?
Yep. Balamba!
Yeah, no, I got you. 4-0.
42. Melissa Gilbert. She was Laura
Roseanne
on Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, wait. Thinking of Sarah Gilbert, right?
She went on to become the president of SAG. By SAG, I mean the Screen Actors Guild. Melissa Gilbert.
Three.
Okay, you'll get this one. Ronnie Lott, San Francisco 49ers legend.
58. Yeah! Shut up! I got one!
58.
Yeah!
Good job.
Man, that was a big old guess.
You'll get this one. Stephen Amell, the Green Arrow, Oliver Queen.
Dude, love that guy.
Love him.
I'm going to say he's 38.
36.
Dang it, that's what I was going to say!
Yeah. Man. Alex Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen's brother, bass player for, no, I mean drummer for Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Okay.
Obviously.
Uh-huh.
Alex Van Halen is 62.
64. Originally, he took guitar lessons, and his brother Eddie took drum lessons.
That's hilarious.
Then Alex tried Eddie's drums, realized he was better at them than his brother, and changed the course of music history. That's very true.
Really music history?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Sure, man.
But really?
What do I have? One more here. David Attenborough, the British naturalist who's responsible for all those amazing nature documentaries on the Discovery Channel, like Planet Earth, Life, and Frozen Planet.
Okay.
His brother was Richard Attenborough.
Yeah.
The old guy from the original Jurassic Park.
So I'm going to say 80.
Oof. 91.
Ooh. Wow. Okay. That was off.
Just a little off.
That was the most I've been off in a while. Solid decade off.
All right. We got a letter coming up at 9:30. It's a good one. It's titled, "Do You Get Your Pregnant Wife a Push Present?"
That's basically the whole letter, right?
No,
I feel like I could discern from the title.
I mean, there's a lot
what
to this
the
letter.
Question is going
to
be.
There's a lot to this letter, guys.
Okay.
There's a coffee shop in New York. They're suing Starbucks because they say they came up with the unicorn latte last December.
The unicorn?
What did I say?
Unicorn. I'm Unicorn Cornelius. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Starbucks. My good buddy, Unicorn.
So apparently before the unicorn latte was sweet, super colorful. This thing was actually the healthier version. It was known as the unicorn latte. And they said it was cold pressed with ginger, lemon juice, dates, cashews blended with additional healthy dried ingredients such as maca root, blue-green algae, and vanilla bean. They're suing Starbucks for $10 million.
Wow.
A $10 million trademark infringement lawsuit.
I mean, go big or go home, am I right?
Yeah. So that's a lot different than...
That's a latte different.
Why do you got to steal my jokes, man?
Because you missed it.
Do you think they have a case here? They don't have a case here.
It's New York. They can say...
Because they called it the unicorn latte. It's a completely different latte, though.
Why are you saying it like that? Like, it's just... Yeah. It doesn't taste the same. It's not the same ingredients. Nothing at all.
Right.
Completely different.
Completely different. One's healthy. No, one's completely sugary. A latte. A latte.
Nah. No case.
No case?
No. Nah. Move on.
Okay. We'll keep you updated on this and see if they have, you know, if it happens or not. It's pretty crazy. Also, hit the podcast. We interviewed Rudy the Unicorn. He's very unhappy with... how people are using his name to profit.
When I'm in New York in October, I'll get down to the nitty gritty with that shop. Yeah.
Okay, good.
We'll find out what's going on.
Good.
Cannot wait to be out there.
Good.
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to be out there, too.
It's going
to
be good.
Are you going to fly me out?
New.
No.
Oh. New.
No. Thought I'd ask.
Something we haven't done in quite a while. Dex, will you hit my music for 5 random facts?
I think I got rid of that music. We haven't done it so long.
5 random facts.
I don't think I have that anymore.
Guys, today I have 5 random facts.
Oh my gosh. I really don't think I have it anymore.
Dex, it was a staple, man.
Yeah, but then it was like, I don't know, maybe we won't do it anymore.
And now it's time for
5
random facts.
1, 2, 3, 5.
Pat Morita. He played Mr. Miyagi.
He sure did.
In the original Karate Kid, he was 52 years old when he took on the role. Ralph Macchio is now 55.
That's crazy.
The Karate Kid is currently 3 years older than Mr. Miyagi was when he played Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, man.
Life hits you fast, man.
Still one of the greatest movies of all time.
Speaking of crazy things from the 80s, poltergeist comes from the German words poltergeist, which translates to noisy ghost. Thus, poltergeist. Number 3. According to NASA, the Las Vegas Strip is the brightest spot on Earth. From space.
Yeah, man. You can see the Luxor light.
Oh, I remember this one time I was on the moon and... Never mind. Technically, a moment is 90 seconds.
This magic moment.
Oh, oh yeah. Just bring it by a moment here with you. Bring it by a moment. Moment by moment. I'm going to let this montage play out.
Can we have another moment of silence?
Do you think I would give at this moment?
Is this moment 90 seconds long?
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
Okay, it better be meta. Got about 60 more seconds of this moment, guys. I'm sorry.
It was the heat of the moment.
It's a long time.
All we have is this moment.
Oh!
To put our love into motion. Yesterday is history. So why don't you be here with me?
Guys, that's a moment.
Boom.
That took me a long time to put that together.
Yeah, probably more than a moment.
90 seconds is a moment? 90 seconds.
It debuted in the 1398 Oxford English Dictionary. It says there are 40 in an hour. So that 90 seconds, you know, split up. Obviously, the definition has evolved to just mean a short amount of time.
I kind of feel like we had a moment.
Okay. The only planet in our solar system that's not named after a Roman god or goddess is...
Earth.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts.
Yeah, I wasn't finished.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. Earth comes from an old English word, eartha, which means ground.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Random
facts. That was fun. That was fun, guys.
I could stop if you want.
We shared a moment. It was beautiful. So beautiful. A moment is 90 seconds.
And now you know.
Does that mean you have to, like, stare at somebody to have that moment for 90 seconds?
That's true, huh?
That's a long time.
Coming back, we're going to share a moment. Yeah.
Just imagine us staring in each other's eyes for 90 seconds.
Wait, I didn't set a timer.
And you can't blink.
Wait, you can't blink?
Yeah.
I already did.
Okay. 505-585-LIVE. We are going to read an email when we come back. It is titled, "Do you get your pregnant wife a push present?" That might be the whole email. I don't know. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex and Steve-O.
Ow! Hey!
What's going on in the news today?
At Churchill Downs, Always Dreaming won the 143rd Kentucky Derby Saturday.
Always Dreaming has won the Kentucky Derby!
Bobsledder Stephen Holcomb was found dead.
At the Louvre in Paris, reaction to projections that Emmanuel Macron will be the next president of France.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 rocketed to an estimated $145 million debut in North America.
Stephen Hawking had said we have 1,000 years before we have to colonize another planet. Now he says it's more like 100 years.
A funeral's been held in Kathmandu for an 85-year-old man who died trying to scale Mount Everest.
A wildfire in Georgia's Okefenokee Swamp is prompting evacuations.
China is celebrating the successful maiden flight of its first domestically made jumbo passenger jet.
A preliminary court hearing set for later this month in Pennsylvania on charges related to the alcohol-fueled hazing death at Penn State.
Schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram 3 years ago have been released in northern Nigeria.
The X-37B returned to Earth. It touched down at Kennedy Space Center shuttle landing facility Sunday.
9:36 on a beautiful Monday.
High today of 80 degrees.
Traffic.
No accidents to report, which is great news. Louisiana Boulevard North at Paseo del Norte. There's some construction there. The right lane is closed, as well as Central Avenue between Carlisle and Girard. The right lane is closed there as well. Why don't you look at traffic?
Traffic!
Guys, Shock Therapy Live is back.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, 9 to 10. Full hour. Pastor Nate Heitzik will be joining us in studio. He came in for about 30 minutes last week. And it was a little warm-up shock therapy.
Heck yeah.
We talked about medical marijuana.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic.
Get it?
I wasn't trying to make a joke.
Mm. You don't want to
like
make
hot boxing?
Light of that.
Whoa. Anyways, Shock Therapy Live is back, guys. Maybe you guys have questions that you are maybe a little embarrassed to ask. Well, you can be completely anonymous. You can text them in. You can email us, 505-585-LIVE or studio@star88.fm. And we will answer those tough questions with Pastor Nate Heitzik.
That's right.
It's 9:38.
That's good, man.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
I'm going to put him on blast right now. His name?
Don't you do it.
Kenny.
Oh. Why would you do that?
Because he didn't say I couldn't do it. I didn't. What? Guys, my wife is 8 months pregnant, and we're due in June. I love the fact that he said, we're due in June.
Yeah.
You're okay with that?
Why not?
I used to get in so much trouble on the last show I was on. I used to get bullied a lot.
Apparently.
I used to get made fun of because when my wife was pregnant, I would say we're pregnant.
Right.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people won't agree with that.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm not pregnant, your wife's pregnant.
I'm trying to think if I'd ever say we. I probably would just say that you know, yeah, Chris is about 7 months pregnant.
No, you wouldn't.
But I wouldn't make a big deal out of it. Who cares?
Hey, when your partner's pregnant, you're pregnant. In fact, I used to have some of the what? I would get heartburn.
Will you get to the letter?
Oh yeah. We got a letter, my bad. My wife is 8 months pregnant and we're due in June. Her friends and family keep asking if I'm going to get her a push present. What's a push present? It's a thoughtful gift you get your significant other who just went through labor to give birth to your kid. I've never heard of this before. Look, I don't have a lot of money, but isn't the baby gift enough? What would I even give her as a push present?
Wait. What do you mean the baby gift enough? Like the gift of life is enough? Or you mean like you got her a gift as well?
Well, you know how you give... When a baby's born, you usually give them a gift, a baby gift, like clothes or...
I'm a terrible human, apparently.
Yeah, well. Now...
I don't give presents. I'm like, we just dropped a G with our insurance, so there was $1,000 deductible. That's yeah, remember how you always talk about how much you love the insurance here? It really is. Yeah, emergency room.
Wow, man.
$1,000 deductible.
I better tell Caleb to stop skateboarding.
Wait. What? Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, ER. Grand.
Ugh.
Yep.
A grand.
Yeah, not ER. Sorry. ER is like a 175 or something crazy like that. No, I mean like if you're in the hospital.
What?
Like if you're in the hospital. Cool G, man.
That's better than like $100,000. Just saying.
Well, anyways, yes, push presents. It is better than $100,000, you dumb. What's better than dying, am I right?
Yeah. Push present. Is this real? Do people do this?
I've never heard of this.
Well, this person says that it's happening in his world. Push presents.
Dude, I typed in push present and
what'd you find?
Apparently this is real. Push present is a present a partner gives to the mother to mark the occasion of her giving birth to their child. The present may be given before or after the birth or even in the delivery room. It has grown in the United States in recent years, and apparently this is a real thing.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
Push present. 505-585-LIVE. Who's done this? Anybody out there?
It's a gift that the father gives to the mother to mark the occasion. Yeah. Wow.
Huh. So what would you get? Why don't you type in push present give? Like presents, I guess. Just push present.
Top 10 amazing push presents. Here we go.
Talk to me.
From parents.com. This is for real. What? Okay, number one. Oh, I don't want to sign up for a parents magazine.
Oh my gosh, just do it.
The stupid...
We'll wait for you while you sign up.
No, we're not. Book a trip. Many parents to be don't realize
cheap.
That infants are fairly easy to travel with, especially since they'll often sleep through flights and dinners out, so plan a getaway.
Okay.
A lovable locket.
Ooh.
That's on the list of the top gifts. It's a classic mommy gift. And, you know, now you can have your new baby's initials on a locket.
Guys, there's lots of jewelry on here.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How about this? A little collectible charm? How about a baby carriage charm for your bracelet?
Okay.
That's stupid. Here's one that seems practical, and we technically got this, but it wasn't called a push present. A rocking chair, a recliner, like a cozy classic rocking chair.
Yeah, right?
Because chances are she's going to be like nursing and rocking that baby and whatnot. That's actually practical. We got one of those, but it wasn't a push present.
What? The next gift? iPhone?
iPhone.
What?
Yeah, because you're planning on taking a lot of photos of the little one. Most of the time it's going to be with your phone. So get him a new phone.
Huh.
More storage, maybe.
That's
nicer camera. See?
I don't like this idea.
I don't either.
Push present?
Somebody said I've never heard of it, but it sounds like something someone would make up these days. Why not? Welcome to 2017. Well, it sure looks like we're pregnant, because when you eat all the same food she's craving, you both look pregnant. Nice.
Yeah,
that's true. Somebody said it's a nice gesture, but the stigma is dumb. Somebody else said, my husband got me ribs from Golden Pride. Loved it.
Oh! Okay, well, sorry, buddy. You're going to have to deal with the push present idea, especially if your wife is into having a push present.
Yeah, if she's the one that brought it up to you, chances are you should probably start figuring out what to do.
Well, he says her friends and family keep asking him if he's going to get her a push present. So I'm going to go out on a limb and say she probably
wants it.
Yeah.
She knows about it now.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody said, what if she ends up having a C-section? Do you have to return the gift? Thank you.
Good call.
Starmie.
That's a great question.
No, that is not. That is a dumb question.
Return the gift.
The child still came from her.
Yeah, but she didn't have to go through all the labor pains and all that. I mean, she did. I'll stop talking.
Go away forever. Somebody else said enough with the gifts for every event. We just had a birthday daughter. A B-day daughter for our daughter. What?
A birthday party for my daughter.
Birthday party for our daughter. I fell into the pressure of giving gifts to all the attendees. Ugh. Granted, this was the only way to use the theme she wanted, and we used it to teach her to give back. But it seemed like every event suckers us into giving some sort of gift. I say boo on the push present. I'm pretty much in agreement with this.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand it, like little kid parties. Cause it was like, we're going to have this theme and now we got to get gift bags and all of these things. And I'm like, that is so much money. It's my kid's birthday. Why are we shelling out more?
Right.
It's so weird to me.
You know what I've been looking into a lot is these different clubs. I've been looking into a gift club where they'll send you every month, a different gift, and you can do whatever you want with it. And it's just a random gift that you have no idea what it is, but you can gift it to anybody. Like if there's a birthday party or if there's an anniversary, it's like, oh, I have gifts that I can actually like give to people, and you don't have to worry about what it is. Another one, clothes. Have you looked at these? There's all these different companies now. Like, but they'll send you. Like for $65 a month, they'll send you
a
shirt and a pair of pants.
Okay.
And it's like $150 worth of clothes for $65.
You are so weird.
This is the outfit I got.
Sweet Mastodon t-shirt.
You don't like my shirt? Huh?
Somebody says, seems to me the family thinks it's more important than the mom or the dad. This is dumb. Seems like we try to make everything a celebration. The birth of the baby is a huge celebration already with tons of gifts. Just take good care of your wife and tell her you love her a lot.
Huh.
Our boy Christian Shine said, push present, real thing.
It's a real thing.
I gave my wife diamond earrings. Good thing we only have one kid.
Diamond earrings?
Never heard of this.
Unbelievable.
Dougie Doug says, that just sounds like another reason to give gifts. Corporate America, trying to cash in on everything. You got wedding gifts, housewarming gifts, birthdays, Christmas, push presents! Mm-hmm. Here we go. Somebody said, oh boo, I'm a lady, I had three kids, this is dumb. Good!
Yeah, because you didn't get a push present.
Okay, that's because, that's so... Oh,
women a push love present. Jewelry, man.
I mean, if the wife has brought it up and it's something that she wants...
338-3700. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I have no idea what you guys are talking about, but Dex.
Yes, sir.
Have you heard of this new rapper that is out?
New rapper?
Yeah.
Who is he?
His rap name literally is Famous Dex.
That's his name?
I'm not sure if he's trying to steal your thunder. Like, he's a legit rapper named Famous Dex.
I'm looking him up here. Oh,
I looked him up. It's literally the worst, and I'm pretty sure you should be upset about it.
Wow, just like me.
Thanks. Thank you so much. Did you ever know anybody that gave birth to a child and you got him a push present?
A push present?
Yeah. What? You've never heard of push presents? That's important, man, in the life of a mom.
I feel like the baby is the push present.
There you go. Thank you, Famous Dex. Thanks, man.
I'm sorry. All right, Famous Dex.
I'll check him out, man. I'll file a lawsuit.
Somebody said there's a club that sends your kids books to read every month. That's cool.
You're not a part of these clubs?
No, dude.
Oh, yes, huh? What's your club?
I don't want to talk about it.
What is it? Is it a nerd club?
It's called the Marvel Collectors Corps, and every other month I get a Funko Pop action figure and an exclusive t-shirt and a comic
book. I'm a nerd.
It's funny. This is real. I think I've seen this. Because now that I've looked at all these different clubs, now on Facebook, ad is like a different club.
A different club? Yeah. Sign up for this. Somebody said I've never heard of a push present. But I have given a present to my wife at the birth of each of our children. I either gave her a simple necklace or earrings with the birthstone for each of the kids.
That's a push present.
Okay.
You had no idea, but it was a push present.
Good job, you. Been doing something you didn't even know. Somebody said, push present, dang, now I want to get pregnant again.
Oof, don't do that.
Just for the push present. That sounds like the dumbest thing to me. I'm sorry.
It does sound really dumb. But, you know, women go through a lot to give birth, you know? That's a tough experience.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
That is a lie.
No, what?
Wow, Alexa. You wouldn't even know you were manufactured.
Alexa, what is today?
Today is Monday, May 8th.
That was a warm-up question. Someone told me you got to warm her up before you get her going. Wait. Alexa, inspire me.
Here's some inspirational words from Eric Thomas.
Who?
Everything starts with a vision.
Mm-hmm.
Roadmap, goals, destiny. How many of y'all got goals? How many of y'all got a roadmap laid down? How many of you know where you're going in 1 year,
yes,
5 years, 10 years, and a step-by-step program to get there? My mom would always say to me, don't worry about what it looks like right now. You got to see yourself down the road. Now, let me give you an example of what I mean. My mom dropped me off in college. The first thing I did was this. I came, tore out a sheet of paper, I sat down, and I wrote. I said, what do I want to do in college?
Alexa,
what
stop. Do I want? Gosh.
That was all right.
Yeah, I mean, he's a motivational speaker, an author, and a minister.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Eric Thomas. No clue.
What's your goals?
Okay.
All right. We're done with the show, pretty much. Pretty much. Thank you for chiming in on the push presents. Thank you for the email. Thank you so much.
Mm.
It's Mother's Day. We're 6 days away. Love you, Mom. Love you, Leslie. Thank you for giving me three beautiful children. Just some tips for you moms out there. Make sure you reserve some time for yourselves, okay? Don't struggle with things you can't change. And try making a list. You know, seek some assistance out there. Don't deal with big problems late at night. I just wanted to give you a few tips for all the moms out there.
What? Who are you?
What? I was just helping the moms out there.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Speaking of moms, a mom just chimed in and wants to know if she could get a Chuck E. Cheese for her 12-year-old daughter Isabella's birthday. I mean.
I guess.
Isabella, yo.
How old is she?
She's is a 12-er. I'm going to just go home. You're going to have to do this one on your own.
Nope, I can't do it.
Isabella, she's 12! We need some Chuck E. Cheese!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday!
Oh!
Chuck E. Cheese for my...
That's it?
Chuck E. Cheese
for my birthday!
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday!
Chuck E. Cheese birthday!
Cheese for my birthday.
You're giving me whiplash with this Chuck E. Cheese, man. Happy birthday,
Isabella. It was the remix. It
12,
was the
yo.
Remix. Anyways, back to moms.
Okay.
Take some time for yourself, okay, today. Because we're 6 days away. This is your week, moms.
Mm.
You know what I'm getting my mom?
Well, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't tell me because she listens to our show.
I'm giving her my heart.
Oh, gosh.
No, I'm like giving her my heart.
Oh, like
this Mother's Day, show your mom how much you care. Give her your heart on Facebook. It's simple. Poke your chest with a sharp, durable object. Pull your heart out of your chest cavity and take a photo.
Okay.
Then tag your mom and Facebook's emergency team on Facebook. We'll be there promptly to take you to our medical center.
After you die a slow, painful death from your self-inflicted wound, we'll jar up your heart, put a bow on it, and deliver it to your mother on her special day. Make this Mother's Day one to remember. Your mom has done so much. Give her the most precious gift of all time, your bleeding, beating heart.
On Facebook.
It's the greatest gift you could give your mom for Mother's Day.
That was the weirdest thing you've ever played. Of all the things you've created, that was hands down the oddest one.
Well, it was one of those clubs. It was a club that I'm thinking about joining.
Well done.
After hearing that ad, though, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's a terrible idea. Terrible, terrible idea.
Gosh, I was going through, I was making those things about our moms this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And just reliving some of the things that our moms had said on the air is so funny. Our moms are probably the funniest ladies in the world.
I mean, sometimes on purpose.
Oh, yeah. They really are.
Sometimes just being a mom.
Good stuff. We got those all week for you.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Friday we'll call our moms. Tomorrow, Tam will be in. We have Zach Williams.
That's right.
And I'm excited because Wednesday, I'm pretty sure we're going to get this interview. Eileen Davidson.
I can't believe you put in for this
from the
interview.
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yes.
Isn't she also on a soap opera?
Yeah,
something?
Young and the Restless. Oh. She's been on and off since 1982. And my wife and I, we love Housewives of Beverly Hills. Orange County is my fave.
Yeah.
But I like Beverly Hills. Season just got over with. I just booked the interview.
I can't.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't even
we'll get
know.
It.
All right. That's cool.
This is the first time that
they worry me sometimes.
We've interviewed how many, like two or three housewives?
Yeah.
And I've never watched. I don't think I've seen any of the ones that we've interviewed. Finally, we get one.
You don't watch New York, man? Come on.
No, I'm not into New York. Okay. I'm an Orange County, Beverly Hills person. So we got that on Wednesday. Zach Williams tomorrow. It's going to be great. Yeah. And somebody wanted to know. About Shock Therapy Live. It's not on Wednesdays anymore. It's on Thursdays. We've moved it. Okay?
Okay.
We're done. Thank you so much, Starmie, for being a part of the show this morning. It's the 128th day of the year. Hit the On Demand. It's our podcast. It's up at our app. Just got to scroll right. At the bottom, scroll right, and you'll get the on-demand feature. It'll be up here in a little bit. We heard a man use a drinking straw as a flute. We gave you coffee hacks, and we might have given you the cure for baldness.
I mean,
I'm still working.
Might have.
And coffee bagels. They're a real thing.
Guardians of the Galaxy review today.
Yeah, we did.
We helped you with being an adult.
Adulting 101?
And how to creep on your neighbors.
Yeah. I hope something happens tonight.
It's a good show.
Great show, guys. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow. Quality Damn Tuesday. Bye.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.